The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
PFW in Progress.
We've been coming to the same party for 12 years now, and in no way is that depressing.
With Fred Kirsch.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Paul Perillo.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off. Anyway, I become kind of famous for my signature catchphrase.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
And Andy. And Andy?
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show and see if she likes the goods.
Just doing my workout. It's a deep burn. So deep.
Andy Hart.
I'm the stylish one of the group.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon, but I also nickname my testes. My left one is
Quinn,
and my right one,
Mendenhall.
You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
Eric Scalavino.
Veronica and I are trying this new fad called jogging. I believe it's jogging or yogging. It might be a soft J.
For now, anyway.
You are pathetic. This has to be the feeblest pickup attempt that I have ever encountered. You have a massive erection.
Really? Yes, I do. I'm sorry. It's the pleats.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Skyrockets in flight.
Boo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop!
Afternoon delight.
PFW in Progress, final edition of the week. Heading into the bye, and unfortunately, we have no Fred Kirsch, so probably not going to be a whole lot of arguing.
Did you notice that one of my testicles is much more impressive than the other?
Well, your left one had quite a year.
My other is just kind of irrelevant.
Journeyman. And I mean that in the traditional
pretty
sense.
Pretty much.
Not in the Fred Kirsch sense. But your left one had had quite a season.
Wow, you really paid attention.
Yeah, I did.
I wasn't sure which one was my Quinn. I need some information.
Bailey got squeaked out of the crown, the sack crown. Robert Mathis beat him by a half a sack. So
my left testicle left got beat by a half sack. These games that aren't sold out, those don't get blacked out, do they?
Oh, they do, yes. I guess Indianapolis is very, very close to being blacked out.
That's asinine. That's utterly asinine.
Oh, particularly in Green Bay.
No. I think that's utterly asinine everywhere. First of all, these are extra games. These are postseason games. I believe the city owns the stadium in Indianapolis, right? Isn't it like some...
That sounds right. Sounds right.
Development authority or something owns it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And isn't the NFL like a tax-free, non-profit, exempt...
Yes.
So you're going to tell me... Okay, let's go to your Green Bay one. That's a good one. I choose not to go to the game because it's minus 51 degrees and, you know, I'd like to live. But I can't watch the game? That's asinine. I mean, that's criminal in my opinion. That should be a lawsuit.
I think
that should be that should be a class action lawsuit by all fans who can't watch the game in their cities.
I think the whole idea of blackouts in general is wrong.
But in the regular season, you can kind of sell me on whatever. This is asinine. These are postseason extra games.
I just feel
so
like...
even if you're a season ticket holder, you may not want to go. You've already made your investment. You know, the holidays were tough. You know, the economy's tough. I can't afford to pony up another $300, $500, $700, whatever. But I've been loyal to you during the year. I had my season tickets, whatever. And now I can't watch a postseason game. Oh, by the way, it's also going to be minus 50 degrees wind chill.
But I think
that's criminal.
That even if you want to take it a step further, I think it's criminal because not everybody can afford to go to games.
Right.
And you have, I mean, I'm not just talking about playoff games, ponying up extra at Christmas time. There are a lot of people that just can't afford to go
right
to any game. and you're telling me that that person's not allowed to be a fan of your team unless 68,000 other people are fans of that team and they can go to the games every week.
How does the government let that happen?
I just don't get the whole idea.
I'd be calling my congressman.
I don't get
the whole
idea.
Of course, he's on winter break, so I can't get in touch with my congressman until it's too late.
You know, but, you know, listen, it's worked for them. I mean, it's the most successful league, and they make the most money, so who are we to...
Because it's the best sport.
...disrupt their
that
business
That doesn't mean
model.
They get to piss all over us.
I think it's completely poorly run.
That
I,
is
I
horrific.
But we, you know, what Andy and I are talking about, just to let everybody know here, as we open up PFW in progress, there is a possibility of blackouts in several of the playoff games.
Three different cities, right?
Yeah. The last I heard, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and Green Bay were all in danger. I just saw something on Twitter saying Indianapolis is grave danger. Is there another kind? Indianapolis is really in danger. I don't know if there's been updates in Green Bay or Cincinnati, or if any of the other ones. I don't, you know, Philly, whoever, you know. It's just, to me, it's unfortunate. I understand what there are rules, and you don't just ignore the rules, but I wonder what the mentality of the rule is. I know, like, back in the 60s when they were trying to make sure that they were growing the game and getting people to come, well, it's a different time now. You know, it doesn't cost a dollar to go to the game the way it did in the 60s. Like I said, not everybody can just afford to go to games.
I couldn't. And I mean, if I didn't work here, I could not afford to go to, like, multiple games a year and just be investing all that money into stuff.
But you think about how much it means to you each week to watch football games and how you would take that for granted.
I also think it's nearsighted. I mean, so I'm going to block out a whole group of fans. Well, if I were those fans, F you. Don't see me next year.
I'd adopt another team that I know I don't have to worry about getting blacked out.
I can always watch my road games. Yeah, I would tell you to stick your ticket and your postseason game straight up, as The Rock would say, your candy ass.
Yeah. So
I'm legitimately mad about this, and it really has no tie to me on any level.
No. I mean, we haven't had to worry about blackouts since Robert Kraft bought the team in 1994. We haven't had one game blacked out. But before that, this was a common thing, Andy.
That's why I liked Bo Jackson, because I watched all the Raiders games.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, I guess yours too. I mean, my childhood, there were a lot of times where you were sort of iffy on that Thursday. Oh. It was that, you know, whatever, that 48-hour blackout rule or something, and, you know, every once in a while, you know, Billy Sullivan would buy up the rest of the tickets, and you'd get to see the game. But out of the 8 home games, you know, half of them were either in doubt or got blacked out.
I gotta think early 90s there, whatever that was when I was watching.
Early 90s, they were just a terrible team. They deserved to be blacked out.
But I mean, I didn't get to watch them. Yeah, you watched games, only road games.
There were games in Bledsoe's rookie season that were not televised. You know, locally, I remember that the big rain game against the Jets, was one of them. But anyway.
We didn't really start the show. We just kind of broke into a discussion.
Well, that's why I said I wanted to sort of let everybody, you know what we were talking about here. We do not have Fred. He says that he will be along at some point during the show. I hope that's sooner rather than later because, let's face it, the show just lacks without him.
It's true.
You and I can't, you know, pick an argument with him and get some sort of, controversy going. I don't know where Eric is.
He'll be down a little bit. He had to transcribe something.
Okay. Quick news out of practice. Eric went out there for practice today. They have re-signed Austin Colley, which to me is a bad sign. No disrespect meant to Austin Colley.
Bad sign, not a bad signing.
Yeah, that means that, my guess is that Dobson's injury, is probably something that has got him at least in jeopardy of not being able to play.
Ooh, I have
a week
news
from
too.
Saturday.
Orton?
Kyle?
No.
Greg?
Greg Orton, not Kyle Orton's brother.
Okay.
Major skin tone difference.
Okay.
He's black.
All right.
So unless he's the brother from another mother, Purdue connection is just, just a random
connection.
Good to
know. Did you get any more details from Eric on practice? Because
I did not
receive any of those. In terms of, Dobson and Boyce weren't at practice, I would assume,
it's
which necessitates the Austin Colley.
He did not have a locker. Marquise Cole has a locker. Austin Colley's now on the team. Marquise Cole not on the team, even though his cookies are still in his locker from Christmas. The real talking point of the day isn't just that Hulk Hogan has a video on Facebook professing his Patriots fandom and talking about how they have a belt hanging in his locker room.
Is this really a talker?
And the main talking point is, why does he start the videos talking about Matthew Mulligan? How does he know who Matthew Mulligan is? Because, and we should probably get Chris, Kevin, yeah, he's not paying attention, to just play the audio. It's less than a minute where he ends with, what you gonna do when the Patriots and Hulk Hogan run all over you and that. But It's a little, what do they call those?
Do you think Do you think when he does those, that he's ever done, you know, what you gonna do when the fill-in team name
right.
here? Do you think he's ever done
it's great
that?
To be back in Foxborough! I think we should fly him in for Saturday night. Could you get any more excited as if the Patriots, you know, mister, we only come out as a team and we have no fun and we have no in-game entertainment. If he ran out with like a flag, a Patriots flag out of the tunnel, that would get me jacked. I might be the only one, but it would get me jacked up.
No, I think you'd be in a small group. You'd be in a small group of people.
Oh, I think excited. There'd be some people that would think that was cool if Hulk Hogan ran out, assuming he didn't like break a hip when he ran out.
So a big one for strippers tonight, Alabama, Oklahoma in the Sugar Bowl.
Okay.
So hopefully we can get some interaction from VIP strippers.
Well,
today.
It is noon, so he's awake, unlike the 10 o'clock shows earlier in the week where he was not awake
right.
and could not participate.
And he apologized to me for not having the information when we needed it. But got a chance to see a little of the Rose Bowl yesterday, Andy, and even less of the Fiesta Bowl.
I didn't see a single play of the Fiesta Bowl and very little of the Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl was your kind of game. I'm surprised you didn't watch it, you know. Just smash-mouth football and running games and defense.
See, you misread me. Smash mouth football doesn't mean you just play smash mouth football.
Oh, no, look at Michigan State threw it all over the place. The kid threw for about 350
Stanford
yards.
Stanford that set the clock back a few years.
Stanford's the one that couldn't do anything offensively. But I thought both teams played pretty well defensively. I thought Michigan State was better defensively. I thought they were more conventional in just stopping you, whereas I thought Stanford needed the sort of the gimmicks, you know, shooting the gaps and, you know, When they played straight up, I thought Michigan State generally had an answer for them, but sometimes they caused some problems with blitzes and whatnot. What are you smiling at over there?
Nothing, just reading Twitter.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if there was anything on there of any value.
No, not that I know of.
Late in the show today, hopefully by the time Fred's back, we will do our picks of the wild card weekend. First four playoff games this weekend, and Andy and I were talking about the lunacy in Green Bay. And Andy mentioned it earlier in the show. They're calling for temperatures to be scary, scary levels. Minus 50, some odd wind chill factor. The high for the day is scheduled to be around zero in terms of Fahrenheit. So not going to be pleasant for the Packers on Sunday. I believe they play the late game on Sunday. Is that right?
4:30, yeah.
4:30 on Sunday. Yeah.
They should change that game. If it's really going to be minus 51 wind chill, that is not safe. You know, we
looked
it up.
Even Andy said that's
minus
not,
30.
Yeah. Even Andy says that's not the way the game was meant to be played.
Minus 30 is what they played in a few years ago when we all looked at Tom Coughlin and said your face is going to fall off.
But the same temperature. Same temperature.
20 degrees colder wind chill.
Like wind chill, yeah.
Think of just a normal summer day or random day if it goes from 50 to 30. That's a big drop. If it's 30, it's cold. If it's 50, you're like, oh, it's pretty nice.
Do you really notice the difference when it goes from 10 to minus 10, though?
I don't know. Well, if I die, I do. If it's enough to make me actually die or for, like, you know, blood to start, you know, freezing in my skin. And
yeah, it's going to be
That's just stupid. What if the toilets freeze? What if the beer freezes? What if the soda freezes? What if everything freezes?
And I'll tell you, you know, not that San Francisco is a high-flying, you know, spread them out offense that wants to throw it all over the place. They play a pretty physical style, but it'd be interesting to see, because I don't think Green Bay on a neutral field or in San Francisco would stand much of a chance of winning that game. But I give them a chance to win the game in Lambeau with those conditions.
Well, you just never know a game like that. The kicking game, the ball's going to be frozen. You know, the passing game, deflections when it gets slick like that in the super cold weather, you know. Aaron Rodgers, I know he's healed, but
he's a good bad weather quarterback.
No, but I'm thinking more of the broken bone. You know how people talk about there's a storm coming. Well, how's his collarbone or whatever going to feel at minus 51? Like,
yeah, I've never had any problems with those. You know, because you feel it in your knees sometimes, don't you, with weather?
I don't know. I mean,
no,
I thought you said
well, that you did
sometimes
some
I do, but I just
damp?
Joke around.
Damp? Oh, you don't?
I don't know if it. No, really? No, no, it really hurts. But I don't know if it's specifically like the pressure, the barometric pressure, rain or whatever.
Yeah, I never felt anything in my collarbones because I broke both of them. But never,
are you gay?
Never really felt anything. No, far from it.
I really like women.
I love women.
You love women?
That's what
plural.
That's what Aaron Rodgers said.
Does your wife know?
I'm pretty sure. She's
I love
aware.
A woman.
I'm pretty sure she's aware that I love women. But anyway. Patriots-related news, it's just sort of in a holding pattern. We did get in the locker room yesterday after we finished the show.
Aqib Talib threatened to beat up LeGarrette Blount. Jokingly, obviously, I'm kidding, but yeah. He said, let go of me before I knock you out
before
in front
I knock
of
you
media.
Out in front of the media, which was nice of him to do that in front of the media. Who else talked? Tlaib talked a little bit about, he mentioned, just in terms of news, he mentioned his hip was feeling better. He was asked about that, and he said, definitely. And then,
of course, the next Patriot the who says, I'm not feeling better, will be the first.
But the follow-up question was, you know, it looks that way, and he goes, thank you.
And he will indeed be watching the games this weekend.
Yeah,
of course, I'm a football fan.
So Matthew Slater also spoke a little bit.
What did he say, Paul?
Well, he said that, first of all credit has to go to Jesus.
That's not how he said it.
Well, you know, all credit has to go to Jesus, you know, for putting me in the right spots and players around me. And he's a great guy. I just love him.
Tremendous.
I love listening to him. He has a very raspy, sort of gravelly tone that Eric has a spot-on impersonation of.
And speaking of gay.
And he is a very spiritual guy, so God, he's one of those God guys that doesn't sort of offend you.
Yeah, no, not at all.
He's just like,
and
he's
I'm easily offended by those. Yeah. Speaking of gay, though, you're going to make fun of me. He has, you know how they like to say the bubble?
Oh, God, yeah.
I think his is the biggest I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's got the bubble.
Like, if you want to equate, like, speed and athleticism to the bubble, I can buy it with him, because he's got a shelf you could, like, put your bowl of cereal on back there.
NFL news that I just saw up on the scroll behind Andy. Jay Cutler signed a 7-year extension.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers on that?
So Josh won't be able to bring him with him to Cleveland?
Yeah. No, that'll come as a big shock to the Boston Globe, who thought that maybe that would make sense. If McDaniels were to go to Cleveland, he might want to look into signing Jay Cutler as a free agent. Yes, if that sounds ridiculous to you, it's just as ridiculous when you think about the fact that
Marshall.
It was just 4 years ago that Josh McDaniels had an opportunity to have Jay Cutler as his quarterback and couldn't get him out of town fast enough. Yes, you are correct. That's what happened in 2009 in Denver. Somehow the Boston Globe overlooked that.
All wounds, Paul. Time heals all wounds.
Yeah. Is that
news-wise, Josh is reportedly interviewing on Saturday.
Saturday, according to Adam Schefter.
And other news-wise, Bill O'Brien reportedly looking to bring George Godsey with him to the Texans to be a part of his staff there.
OC? Not ready for that?
I don't think. Well, he could be an OC because he's probably not going to
call the plays.
So he could be one of those fictional OCs.
Pete Carmichael.
Yeah.
My boy.
You know, and if Bill O'Brien gets suspended for a year, he'll have to call plays.
but he doesn't want the interim title. My boy Pete. I like Pete.
You think that Godsey thing would...
He's New Orleans Saints, by the way.
Yeah, Godsey what? I know
what.
Well,
I'm letting the... It's not just you and I.
It is. It's just you and I.
It's the global...
No Fred, no Eric. It's just
global,
you and I.
But it's the global we.
Nintendo we?
I assume this is not just like yesterday where it's just the four of us talking. That we had to be here on New Year's Day and no one else was with us. Kevin, do we have any stuff set up in terms of email and phone? Should I move over there?
Yeah, would you like to? Can you get the Hulk Hogan audio too?
I have blank screens.
I can look for it, yes.
Because we should probably let people know.
On our website? Okay.
I mean, it's everywhere.
If they want to
participate
in the show.
Starts out with Matthew Mulligan, brother. I got something for you, but I'm not going to tell you now.
Webradio@patriots.com, email address, webradio@patriots.com. You also give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. Andy, you want to give out an international number?
Oh, sure. Let's see.
It sounds like it's going to Ireland based on that talk.
Sure, Ireland. 1-800-904-125.
Do you want to read that now again in English?
1-800-904-125.
Right, so
you want me to give the Japanese one?
You're going to make me move over? Sure,
no.
Why not?
0-3-5-3-1-1-1-3-1. Now I'll read in English. 0-0-5-3-1-1-6-1-3-9-6. That was Japan, if you're looking to chime in. Sorry, you get Korean bros who are fighting each other in Seoul. We don't have a number for you yet. Why don't we just have a number for every country? Because we don't get charged unless they use it, right? Or is that how that works?
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Oh, so we should have a number for every country.
Not positive on that.
How many countries are there in the world? Like 300 or something? 150? I don't even know. Here's where somebody's going to email, you idiot, there's 192. You should know them all. Even though they change in Africa, like when I snap my fingers.
Yeah, you know, and we were talking about all the weather, you know, potential for minus 50. In Green Bay, and Tony chimes in saying, remember that Bengals Chargers playoff game that was minus 59 wind chill, and we do. That was 1981 AFC Championship.
We don't. I'm aware of it.
But you remember it, though, Andy.
No, I'm aware of it. I don't remember it.
He says, conversely, unfortunately, temperatures in Denver in 2 weeks will be in the 40s. I don't know the validity of that, but I'll take
Wait, in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So when we would be in Denver for the AFC title game? Is that what he's saying?
Is that, I don't know if he's considering that the divisional round. Well, because
we're
2 weeks. Like a week
we're
and
1 week
half.
Away from. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Well, let's start off on the Ace Ticket Hotline, though, and talk to someone who knows a thing or two about cold weather, and that's Frank in Winnipeg.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to phone in and talk a little bit about Bill. I'm just profoundly impressed by this guy. He gave an interview the other day, and it was really high-level CEO conversation. Talked about the history of the game, and he communicated so well. And I think the Patriots are very fortunate to have a guy like him. I can see he's you can see how calm he is on the sideline during the game, how he's processing information in real time, and he's very quickly after the game started, he's telling the defense, what they're trying to do and, what the other team's trying to do offensively and making adjustments. I've become more impressed with this guy. I know he's, guys are down on him because of his second-round defensive back pick in the draft, but, I think, you got to take a look at the totality, the consistency, extremely impressive. And, I came from rooting for another team a while ago, about 10 years ago. But this guy is, this guy is really special. And, there's been a lot of talk about that he may be, thinking about, heading for the door soon. But I hope he doesn't, because he is a unique guy. When you compare him to some of the other guys around the league, they're football guys, but this guy is a lifer.
Well, I think the thing you touched on that's the most impressive for me is consistency in everything he does. Consistency at the podium, consistency in winning, consistency in just the way he manages everything. I think that is the word that, to me, encompasses his greatness, consistency.
Yeah, and the way Frank said, how fortunate we are.
He actually said, how fortunate we are.
I completely agree with that because there's so many guys. Something I was thinking about yesterday.
What were you thinking about
yesterday? I heard a guy make a comment about quarterbacks. And they were talking about different college quarterbacks and how they might translate. He goes, but he's going to get a shot. I mean, with the state of quarterbacks in the NFL, I think there are far more competent quarterbacks in the NFL than there are competent coaches.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think it's close. So the fact that the Patriots have the best coach who's far above competent, we are fortunate to have that.
But the one thing I would say is, and this is my old argument, I've asked this a million times, is coaching a science or an art? How much of it is X's and O's and percentages and matchups, and how much of it is strictly feel week to week in every aspect that you do. I think it's an art, personally. That's why I think you got a guy like, Jim Schwartz, who everybody says is the smartest guy in the room and knows everything. Well, it's not always about knowing everything. It's about feeling everything and understanding everything and interpreting everything. And I think that's where some of these guys fail. Because I think a lot of them probably know football pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
And
no, they all know
schemes. It's the art of it. It's the when, why, how, everything that goes into that.
Also getting the message across.
That's Fred Kirsch, ladies and gentlemen.
Very happy to hear from Fred.
Much earlier than
I was anticipating.
Freddie, are you excited?
I'm going to go look into food.
About
now.
Hulk Hogan being a Patriots fan, brother.
I watched that. It's kind of lame.
Well, I need more information because I'm pretty sure the first word he mentions is Matthew Mulligan.
Yeah, and then he says, I'll get to that later.
But he never gets to it.
Right.
What's that about? Like, is he friends with Matthew Mulligan?
He must be. Or
is Mulligan the one he gave the belt to?
Well, I know the Patriots used to give the belt to, the practice player of the week or something like that. Remember that?
Yeah, that's been around for years.
And did he find out, Matthew Mulligan had the belt for a while or something like that?
Maybe.
I was thinking.
But the belt, that's been around for years.
Right.
And we never had these videos before. Now, somebody told me he did this for either the Bruins or the Red Sox, Hulk Hogan. So maybe he's just saying.
Right, he's just pimping himself
He's marketing.
Out.
He's capitalizing on, like Snoop Dogg. His favorite team is whichever team's in the Super Bowl and going to have a party afterwards. I mean, that's what these guys do. They're whores.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's like Fred when he was growing up.
Look, true. I'm not one of those guys. I've heard some fans of various teams say, you know, you weren't with us before, so there's no room for you on the bandwagon. I'm the opposite way. Hey, I don't care if you're a pink hat. Come on,
sure.
come on board. Absolutely. You know, get on board.
Don't you want the most people?
Exactly.
Free healthcare? Sure.
I don't care if you're a Johnny come lately. Come on.
So would you be for, because I said what we should do is contact him, and he should run out, lead the Patriots out onto the field Saturday night with a flag, run out Hulk Hogan in the yellow. I think that would be phenomenal.
I'm just afraid he'd fall down.
I actually said, 70 now? As long as he doesn't break a hip is what I said.
Right. You know, he's
but
pretty old.
I know our crowd doesn't get jacked for anything. I think they would get jacked for that. I think that'd be pretty cool.
They might, yeah.
Whether it's cliche or not, or old or lame.
We
only play music from the 80s and the 70s. Why not have the greatest star of the
80s? Right, and our age group is pretty much his age group. So
we should do it. Kevin, I want Hulk Hogan here for Saturday night.
Where are we going?
Omega.
Omega.
I guess a small cheese. Coke.
In a can.
All right, so Frank in Winnipeg, are we done with him?
Yes.
Oh, is he still on?
Can I just make a point?
Okay.
One more point, a short. Brad?
Yeah?
I just noted in my book that you came in at 25 after the hour, and by my reckoning, that's late.
You're going to dock me? Yeah.
You're docked.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Thanks for that.
You know the bigger problem is? Frank has a book. What book?
What book is that, Frank?
He's logging our shows.
The Book of Frank. what did I miss? Anything good?
Well, we just kind of set the table. I ranted. I'm going to rant to you because you're a league guy. You're a high end. You go to a lot of meetings.
I look at things from a 50,000 foot view.
How the hell can the NFL get away with blacking out playoff games?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, as I said, the people of Indianapolis own Lucas Oil, correct? Isn't that like a development?
It's a partnership, absolutely. Yeah.
So you're going to tell me I paid for it. And I supported you during the regular season. We had season tickets, but, you know, I'm not going to get whatever. But I can't watch my team? That seems criminal to me. For a league that is supposedly like a non-profit, non-tax exempt.
Well, I mean, there are.
That's horse poo.
There are some in Congress who have proposed that they get rid of that whole.
See, I don't care about that, but to me, this is criminal. That you are going to bar a fan base from watching a playoff game.
Yeah.
And the Green Bay one's even worse.
Right.
It's going to be minus 51. So if I choose to not dole out more money and actually try to live until next week, you're not going to allow me to watch the game?
Oh, I really think that with that Green Bay, and I don't know if you've talked about the conditions that they're expecting.
Right,
there's going to be lawsuits coming out of that.
Well, I think there should be a lawsuit about the blackouts. Right. I think there should be a class action lawsuit because there's three cities. You only have four cities involved, and three of them you're going to black out this. I think they should all get together and sue.
Fred, one of the things I said to Andy, and I'm curious to your thoughts, just the idea of blackouts in general, to me, is dumb. I mean, forget about, Christmas or whatever. What if you just can't afford to go to games?
Right.
And you have to rely on the fact that there's 68,000 people that are going to go to those games every week?
Well, for the regular season, teams set the prices. So, theoretically, you're supposed to know your market. Right. So if you have a price point that people can't afford, as an owner, you need to lower your...
No, but when
but
I,
even
right,
if you're
but,
at
you're
the
missing,
price
you're
point.
Missing my point. I don't care if it's a dollar. If I don't want to choose to spend my money to go to the game, but I'm a passionate fan and I want to watch it on TV, I should have that right.
Yeah.
No. And you can't if there's enough people now in this
but
market.
Some people would argue it's a privilege, not a right. I mean, that there's something involved there.
But you're intentionally closing off potential fans because they don't go to your games?
Well, if you're not going to spend any money on me, then what do I mean, I don't need you.
I just think it's foolish.
I think it's foolish. As I said, I think if I were these people and you want to black me out, well, I'm not renewing my season tickets. Go F yourself.
What I would do is I would immediately adopt a team outside of that 75-mile radius, and I would root for them every week so I know I can watch them.
This really bothers me. Because the regular season is one thing. What about people that, they're season ticket holders, they have supported you, or they bought three games? Well, that ended. That was my disposable income. It's a new year. I'm paying for Christmas. Well, so, now you're asking me to add more money on in the postseason.
And not even money.
When tickets are a little more expensive.
But not even money either, Andy. It's like, family guys. I have small children. I can't be gone all day on a Sunday to go to the game. I have plenty of money. I have plenty of money to go to the game, but I can't go.
Are you Fred
Paul
now?
Perillo. I have plenty of money.
So, no, I'm talking about a guy who is forced to go to the game in order to watch it.
Yeah,
and to me, it's not
and
right.
And all that's valid. Now, step back and look at it from the league side. How do we keep our stands filled? Because
lower your prices.
That's important.
Obviously, there's an issue at hand if three of the four games are going to be blacked out.
Right.
That's a problem.
Well, Green Bay, the weather is certainly an issue.
But is it not an important thing for the other sports?
I think that the difference here with football was because all the games used to be played at the same time. And, you know, whereas baseball, there's 162 games. It's completely unrealistic to think that you're going to sell out 81 games, you know, every year. But with football, you had eight games that you need to sell, and they're all playing on Sunday. You know, so it would be too easy to, you know, stay home.
Right.
You know, so they had to have that incentive. And, you know, they also have a lot of other rules that are kind of antiquated as well now, of the whole marketing of your team outside of 75-mile radius of your stadium. The internet blew that away.
Right.
You know?
It's not like you're putting up a billboard in Green Bay for the Patriots.
But they still have
in
a
the
lot
50s.
Of, they still have a lot of those rules in place.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of stuff that the league has to look at. But at the same time, while they throw out those rules because they just don't make sense anymore, they still have to think about filling those stadiums. They can't ignore that. You know, so whether it's lowering prices or making the amenities better or whatever, that, you know, the incentive and motivation has to still be there for owners to sell out their stadiums.
And that's true, I'm sure. But my bottom line is, it's not good for anyone on any level in any business for three of four games to potentially be blacked out in the market they're played.
No, it's embarrassing.
Home fan bases to not be able to watch their teams.
You know, Green Bay, though, is I think, an exception of the norm.
Well, they should move the game.
Yeah, that's...
The game shouldn't even be at that time when it's minus 51.
I'm not going to endanger myself.
Right.
Yeah.
So now they expect you to buy the ticket and then watch from home. Because now it can be on TV because you bought your ticket.
Did you talk about what the conditions are expected for that game?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should move it.
Green Bay? Talking about?
What's going to be?
Minus 51 wind chill.
Minus 50 degrees wind chill.
Temperature minus 20.
Highs of zero.
The high Fahrenheit is expected to be zero.
Which is also irrelevant. Minus high will be like noon when the sun is up in the middle of the sky.
Minus 15, not 15.
50.
50. 51, actually.
People will die.
The Ice Bowl was in Green Bay. That was what?
Yeah, that's Cincinnati.
1920?
That was freaking Antarctic.
The Cincinnati
game.
That was
Cincinnati game.
1981 was minus 59.
Yeah.
Minus 59 wind chill, Cincinnati, San Diego, and we actually got an email on it.
Wait, that was colder than the Ice Bowl in Green Bay?
Well, wind chill wise, yeah.
Oh, wow. Didn't realize that.
Yeah, the Ice Bowl wasn't, it's like the Windy City, Chicago. It's not actually the windiest city. The Ice Bowl is a little bit, you know...
like a misnomer?
Yeah.
Like Andy Rooney over.
It wasn't near the coldest game played.
It was colder than our Titans game, though, in
03,
right?
Our Titans game was really like
04,
11 degrees.
Well, the Ice Bowl was minus 17 Fahrenheit. I don't know what it was, wind chill, but it was minus 17.
It was very still day.
Fahrenheit. Because Fred was there. You know why? Green Bay was good then. That was his team.
Oh.
So if it was the greatest game ever played, really the greatest game ever played?
Yeah, see that's
just poor to me.
It was as good as.
No, thank you.
Let's go to
practice update.
Yeah, you want
practice
update?
Update. All right.
All right. This is an interesting one today because you were in the locker room yesterday with us, Fred, and I don't know if you noticed, but Austin Colley's locker was completely cleaned out, including the nameplate above it.
Right.
Which is typically a sign that the guy's done.
Right.
Well, we go out to practice today, and there's number 10 lining up at wide receiver, Austin Colley.
Wow.
He got a Colley back.
Ah, he did. Well done. I like that. Now, the interesting part about this is the same four guys who weren't there yesterday were not there today. Add to that intrigue, the same eight practice squad guys who have been on the practice squad were there, which means
Aaron Dobson went on HR.
One of those four missing players is no longer on the 53. Most likely one of the two rookie receivers because they signed Colley back.
Right.
So
Boyce or Dobson, gone.
Boyce or Dobson is the likely candidates who have been put on IR to make room for Colley coming back. That's the big news of the day.
I would guess Dobson. Because Boyce couldn't have done anything in the game to re-injure himself because he didn't play.
No, but he injured himself at Miami and didn't play last night.
No, I know, but why didn't they put him on IR then?
Well, maybe they thought they had a chance that he could come back.
I'm guessing Dobson.
I think most people are saying that, but I think you have to leave a little bit of room of doubt that it could be Boyce.
I've been known to be wrong once.
I'd be completely stunned if it's Mankins or Dennard. I mean, I'd be absolutely floored if it's either of those guys.
Mankins, it would be a massive story.
Yeah. But my guess is it's one of the two rookies.
No chance.
Yeah.
No chance.
And hence the return of Austin Colley.
Yes.
The way this season's going? Might as well put them on now.
And they also they practiced
outside.
Put them
out for next year,
Fred.
Yeah, in the bowl.
On the game field, in the bowl, right. Very.
They took your advice.
That's right.
You suggested that they do that yesterday.
Very slick out there on the field.
Is it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was the snow was coming down and was sticking. So by now, I don't know if there's been more accumulation. But, I mean, it's still snowing last I saw.
You know, God only knows what the weather's going to be a week from this Saturday. Who knows?
Yeah, watch it will be sunny in 50.
Well, Monday is high of 50-something.
Right.
It's going to rain and be,
right.
It's which crazy. Means probably flooding because we're going to have 14 inches of snow on the ground and then 50-degree temperatures with rain.
But at least this snow is going to be the light, fluffy kind.
Yes.
It'll be easier to
shovel. Until it's 50 and starts melting, and then it's going to be heavy and icy.
But we'll have already shoveled by then.
Oh, I won't be shoveled.
What? It's going to snow tomorrow, not Monday.
All right,
so I shouldn't expect you on Monday either.
I'm going to wait for the 50 to melt it.
Well, there was no access Monday anyway, Paul.
How long does it take 14 inches of snow to melt?
Let's go to
when it's 12 degrees.
A long hotline. Elliot's in Montreal.
When is my birthday?
Hey, Elliot.
Paul, so
hey guys, you can't imagine how cold it is out here. It's about minus 26.
Is it really?
What's the coldest you've ever had at Windchill where you are?
I think it got into the 40s, minus 40 something with the wind, but I remember a day it was around minus 40. The car, I couldn't get my car to start. It was crazy.
So being an experienced
game, 2004, the Saturday night game against Tennessee, the 17-14 game.
Yeah, I was there.
I was watching that on TV. It looked like an ice box on the field that game.
I believe it was 4 degrees at.
Believe it or not, it wasn't as bad in the stands as you might think because there were so many people huddled together and kind of like all, you know, dressed in so many layers that we were kind of like bouncing around and creating like, I don't know, kinetic energy or whatever.
Friction.
Right.
Well, not that close.
Yeah, a little friction heat, you know what I'm saying?
Excitement.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But it really wasn't as bad as you would think.
Guess what? Minus 51 is going to be as bad as you think.
That probably would be.
Who was the guy from Tennessee? They had him on the sideline. He was sitting on the bench. He's like, man, I'm freaking out. I can't feel my hands or my feet.
And I don't remember that.
On NFL
Films. Oh, really?
That was funny. He's like, I'm freaking out.
You know, maybe if you put some long sleeves on and some gloves, fella,
like
you
Bethel
might be,
Johnson.
Yeah.
Or had you not done those mushrooms before the game?
Remember that? You remember the Bethel Johnson story when he was he caught a
cover,
long touchdown pass in that game, and he was on the cover of PFW. But in the locker room after the game, he was like, I was out there. It was cold, but, you know, I didn't have no sleeves on. I was out there, and then we put him on the cover. We go upstairs and we look.
He had the long sleeves.
There's Bethel Johnson running over the goal line with one arm over his head, and he's got
long sleeves.
He's got Under Armour sleeves on. Fraud.
Yeah. So looking ahead, I'm hoping we get the Cincinnati Bengals, Colts, Chiefs. I mean, Andrew Luck can always put up points. I know they're a soft team, but they've been playing well. Andy Reid with the Chiefs, Jamal Charles. I think they're scary. I think the Bengals, you know, the last 2 years they've lost in the first round. I think they'd be happy with a win this weekend against San Diego, which I expect them to get. And coming into New England, I don't think they'll be able to put up a fight against us. Now, if we make it to Denver, I just watched the Denver game from this year, the comeback 34-31 overtime game. What's his face? Von Miller was an absolute beast in that game. Strip sack, fumble, another sack. The guy was all over the field. He had so many pressures.
You don't have to worry about him
being
anymore.
Out, and with that other guy in the middle, Vickerson out, just run the ball down their throat because I'm concerned with the passing game. The last two wins against Baltimore and Buffalo, Brady's barely, he hasn't thrown for 200 yards. So just keep running the ball, keep it in second and short, and I think we can win like that.
Yeah, but Elliot, what if the Broncos don't win their divisional round game? I mean, it's Manning, you know, could be one and done.
It could be, but I mean,
AFC Championship would be here.
Keep losing every year. Come on.
Well, that's been his career though.
Yeah.
Except for one year when he won the Super Bowl.
I think finally it's been how many years? It's been 2006 since the Brady Manning have played a playoff game. I think it's finally going to happen this year. And like I said, with Von Miller, I think we can do it. I mean, everyone knows Logan Mankins is going to be back. I'm suspecting Dobson's going to be the one. I mean, this guy gets hurt running a go route. I mean, I don't know how you do that, but I mean,
he was already hurt. Yeah. So I mean, he might have come back a little prematurely. You know, that wouldn't be the first time that's happened.
Possibly, but I mean, you know, a week 17 game at home against Buffalo. I don't think they would have played him, thinking, you know, he wasn't close to 100%.
Yeah, well, but there's so many of these things.
They played Rob Gronkowski when he wasn't close to 100%.
Ooh. Bill opened himself up for something yesterday.
All right, thanks, Elliot.
In his discussion yesterday of how the PAT has become so irrelevant, and the immediate reaction when you tweet that out
if
from
it's
fans,
so irrelevant,
why is Gronkowski on there? Paul, what do you have to say about that?
Nothing. Message received.
apparently, Jay Cutler is guaranteed $50 million on this new deal.
So one of those typical $100 million deals that half of it's guaranteed.
So he re-signed with Chicago?
Yeah, seven-year deal.
Till 20. You know what state he's in now? Remember how they used to say
Flux?
That Danny Amendola was between injuries? He's between hangovers because we're coming off the New Year's and he just signed a $50 million deal. He's getting smashed tonight. So
smash.
He'll have a hangover tomorrow.
Well, unfortunately, Josh McDaniels won't be able to sign him, though.
Let's go to Big Al.
That's the second shot.
Georgia. Hey, Big Al.
Fellas, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good to hear from you, Al. It's been a while.
Well, nice to talk to you. Yes, it has. I've been, you know, the holidays, knocking us all out, I guess, with lots of stuff to do. But finally over. I wanted to call because you mentioned something about blackouts. And it is interesting, certainly, that there's never been a college football game that's ever been blacked out. And, you know, pretty much all their games are on Saturday. So I don't know.
Well, they don't have that rule.
They don't have that rule.
Right.
And somehow it's
been
able to
flourish. They've never even thought of having that rule. That's the point. They would never have the rule.
And no bowl games would ever be aired because all those bowl games lack attendance.
Exactly.
The NFL, for some reason, thinks it needs to protect its ticket sales more than.
Yeah, but it's different. You have to be fair about it. Back in the day, there was also that rule that all the games in the NFL were going to be on TV. You know, up until recently, you know, that's not the case in college. There are a lot of games that you can't see on Saturday. Right. A lot of games.
Well, but none of them are blacked out. If you're not in the right region, then yeah, you can't see it. But none of them are blacked out.
But all these football games are on network TV, and that was the difference in the NFL.
Well, I mean, a lot of the college football games are on network.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the distinction of the network TV is to local TV. What's the difference? What channel you watch it on?
There's never been a college football game that's ever been blacked out. Period. End of story. Oh, I don't know why the NFL feels like it has to black out games, but they do. And they've been getting away with it for years, so presumably they'll continue to get away with it.
NFL got an exception from Congress to, you know,
right.
In order to be a monopoly.
Because they asked for it.
And one of the things
they think they need it.
And one of the things was you have to put all your games on TV. And the league said, well, we also have to have an incentive to fill these stadiums, so they made that rule.
Right.
So that is, it's a
And that's
big,
never been an issue in college football.
It's a big difference in the way college works. It's not even apples to apples.
It looks like a football game to me. I don't know. But anyways, let's get back. There is actually a question about blackouts that I have for you about your show, which is interesting. I don't know if this would be, maybe you don't, they don't tell you everything or, you know, it's not something you really care about that much.
There's never been a PFW blackout.
Never.
Ever.
There has been.
I'm teasing you.
The reason why
it's only on TV.
The radio show is never
blacked. Why does your show get blacked out? I guess it doesn't get blacked out in New England, but I try to watch it down here on satellite and your show and about three or four other shows on Comcast Sportsnet, for some reason are blacked out and I don't.
Yeah,
do you have any idea why that is?
Yes, the reason why is because out of market, you're not allowed to have these shows that have game highlights on it.
Okay.
And action from the game video. So because ours does, and I think New England Tailgate does, you can't see that. Whereas Quickslants, they don't use video, so you can.
Yes, because I do get Quickslants.
Right, but you'll notice you won't see any game video on it.
Well, Andy, I know what you're saying, but Mary Poletti is very cute.
Yeah. You really have a thing for the young girls, don't you?
Yeah.
She's like 11,
Mary Poletti.
She's probably younger than that softball player you were boinking.
Probably about the same age, Andy. But I can't guess ages anymore.
That's probably a problem.
It's better
when
to
you're
plead
too
ignorance.
Old to guess right. the age. It's then the age is wrong for
right.
you.
You can always plead ignorance. That's good.
Gronk probably had these dudes nailing him since he was in 11th grade.
No question.
No question. That's my favorite part of
That's
that.
That's a golden oldie.
Yeah, Rick Rook. No question.
I think that was what that was the. That's a different show. You guys might not recognize that, but that was from the John Rook show about a month ago. I think when
yes.
Gronk got hurt. But anyways, listen. It should be a great playoff. I'm hoping for Cincinnati as well. Although there's no gimmies in this thing. You know, you look at Denver. They've only got three losses, but all three of their losses ended up being to teams that made the playoffs.
Yep.
So
that's
they may
they
face them
a lot
again.
Of playoff teams.
Well, they did.
They played seven games against playoff teams.
They did. And so they got, you know, they played San Diego, lost to them at home, lost to the Colts at home. And who's the other one? Lost to?
Carolina.
No.
No,
you're talking about Denver. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Patriots.
Yeah. So there's their three losses or the three teams that they could conceivably face. I'm, you know, it's weird, yeah, but, and I have no explanation for this, but, you know, it's. I'm not as I used to have like Denver phobia. You know, I did not want, I was one of these Pats fans that did not want to play in Denver. I didn't care who the quarterback was. I didn't care who the coach was. I didn't want to play in Denver.
They had a
agree.
And,
agree.
You know, for some reason now, even though it's Peyton Manning, if we end up playing in Denver because they're the one and we're the two, I'm not really as worried about that.
It's because
and
it's Peyton Manning.
This guy's doing the Hall of Fame.
No, it's because it's
Peyton
Manning.
I'm more worried about playing Danny Cannell.
You
out
think
there
Peyton will choke?
Than I am
you
worried all, about Peyton Manning.
You and all Patriots fans think Peyton Manning are going to choke.
And also, in the past, Denver had a pretty good defense. This year, they don't.
There you go.
But I don't
I
really
think you're right, Fred.
I don't really understand why Patriots fans are rooting to play a team that already beat them once. Like, you know, Denver lost to these play. Well, you lost to the Bengals, and everybody seems to be pulling for the Bengals to be the team they face. I wouldn't be. I'd be careful what you wish for.
Suddenly, when you have a lot of games against playoff teams, that's a bad thing. Like, because that's yesterday we got a lot of that,
mm-hmm.
And you know, Andy and I actually went back and we looked and like, they actually had seven games against playoff teams. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Patriots only had four, yeah, and they went 2-2. The Broncos went 4-3.
Right.
Against playoff teams. So, I mean, we're penalizing the Broncos because they played in a division that had two other playoff teams in it. I mean, that means that they had a tough
right.
a tough schedule.
Tougher road.
Well, sort of. I mean, it does, but like the Steelers were within a sea hair of being a playoff team, so you could have added them, or the Dolphins could have been a playoff team, and you know,
right. I mean,
there were teams, the Patriots would have been 4-3. If you add in a split, they're 2-2, 3-3, 4-3 is what the Patriots would have been had in some world Miami and Pittsburgh been
right.
playoff teams.
Yeah, so well, I mean,
but
like, does
no
that change the way
both
you think?
Could have been,
no, right? I know. I'm just saying all these things. I think it's such a fine line this year that it kind of all I just
no. But I'm saying we're penalizing the Broncos.
I'm not penalizing anybody for anything.
But we had a call. We had an
I know the league wants Peyton Manning to win the Super Bowl so they can anoint him the greatest ever. Because God, they would never want Tom Brady to win the Super Bowl so they could anoint him greatest ever. That would be awful. I don't get the difference.
Who's he arguing?
Well, no one has explained to me why the league would want Peyton Manning anointed greatest ever.
It was just
and
one
not
guy.
Tom Brady.
It was one guy who said that yesterday. My God.
You know, a lot of people are saying it. If you guys can do that, I can do it too. I've heard a lot of people say
well,
it.
Well, you know, Al is the second one who's brought up this, well, there's three teams that the Broncos lost to. Yeah, well, I mean, when you play a lot of playoff teams, you're probably going to lose to some of them. You know, that's just kind of the way it goes.
Well, I think, though,
to me, it's all about Manning. I think Andy's point about Manning's history, as he brought up yesterday, which I thought was really interesting.
That's what I do.
That comes into play. Manning's history in the playoffs tells you don't have to fear them.
Yeah.
Because often he slips up in the playoffs.
And also, you know, when, you know, in the start of the season, the first half, the Denver looked invincible. They looked like they were going to roll. People were starting to whisper 16-0. You know, they really looked invincible. But we do see the chinks in their armor. We see where they can be beat. Teams have proven that. And they've been hurt by injuries, too.
To me, it's all about Manning. If you told me that Manning was going to put 35 on the board the way he did last year, I'd be worried about that game. I don't think he will.
Yeah.
I think he'll choke again.
You really do? Because I think in the Baltimore game that they lost last year, yeah, he threw that interception, but he didn't choke in that game.
He lost them the game.
It
wasn't his fault that they lost.
Right.
But he choked in overtime. And, you can't say that
end,
he
certainly did, but should have never gotten there.
I'm a Manning apologist.
Well, that's
I'm
the same thing with our game.
I know. If they don't let
shouldn't have gotten there.
Should have never been in overtime.
But if they don't let up that stupid long
no
pass,
question.
We'd be saying Manning had a great game.
Denver was the better team. There's no question. Denver outplayed Baltimore the whole game, and they should have won the game. And Manning played very well for the large balance of the game. But in overtime, they had an unfortunate thing happen. They got in overtime, and he cost them the game.
I know.
And I can't ignore that. And like I said, I'm a Manning apologist. I'm a quarterback apologist at heart.
Except
in
for
general.
Brady.
No, but much like I'm an apologist for Manning, I can't ignore the 8-1 and outs, one and dones. I can't ignore them. And he's a reason. I mean, I don't think he was the reason they were one and out last year. But he had a big play that cost them the game.
Was he the reason they lost to the Patriots after leading 24-0?
No.
No, that was defense.
Well, a lot of things. Trendon Holiday, Wes Welker.
It was turnovers.
So he
only had one of them. I mean, if they don't turn the ball over five, just like the Patriots don't turn the ball over whatever many times they did the first half, the Broncos probably don't get a 24-0 lead. And I don't think we come back if the Broncos don't do the same thing in the second half.
Right.
You know, it was just one of those funny games where both teams really played poorly.
Which tells you that if both teams don't turn over the ball, it'll be
it
a pretty
be close
game. Right.
What are the chances of that happening in this day and age?
Well,
crap football.
Why don't you yell at him like you yelled at me yesterday when I said something like that?
I just ignore him. Christian in Southern California says, it seems ridiculous that I pay extra money for NFL Sunday Ticket to get any game, yet your TV show is blacked out. I agree with Big Al about the blackout. That situation is ridiculous, but the league will continue to get away with it because Jag fans like me can't stop watching the product.
Wait, and if it's blacked out, is blacked out on DirecTV?
No, he's talking about our PFW.
No,
TV
I know.
Show.
I'm going back to our argument.
Yeah.
Is it blacked out on DirecTV?
That's a good question.
So the bars wouldn't even have in the air? You couldn't even go out to a bar and watch the game?
That's a good
this
question.
This is horse diddly poo. Yeah.
Well, I know that all. Back in the day when
this doesn't make anybody else like mad as a fan.
Back in the day when Patriots games used to be blacked out,
you're getting bent over.
Back in the day when Patriots games used to be blacked out, people would just go to New Hampshire and they'd rent a motel room and they'd watch the game in the motel room.
Really?
Why wouldn't you just go to the game?
Oh yeah.
If you're gonna do that, why don't you just go to the game?
I'll show them. Yeah. I still won't go to the game. I'll go to a different state.
No, I'm serious.
Because I never did that once, and I was a psychotic
who
fan, as you guys know.
Oh,
like,
I
people,
know a lot of,
or you knew one
a lot
guy.
Of people that you know just outside, they would go into the hand.
They bring a prostitute
find
with
a place
them?
Just outside the blackout
half
region,
time.
And they'd go watch the game.
Quickie,
you know. So
I think you're full of it.
No, that happened a lot. I guarantee.
Like, how do you know?
Because I remember, I lived back then. I know.
So did I, but
I was
never
alive.
Heard of that.
No,
you're not that much older
like this
than
was
me.
A
I never
common
heard of
practice.
Like that.
I can't watch the game, so I'm going to drive to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Wait, why was it on in New Hampshire?
Because it was outside the blackout zone.
Oh, so the blackout zone isn't your region?
No, it's like 75 miles of the stadium or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a certain amount of miles from the stadium is the blackout zone.
I am angry. Like, this just seems unfathomable to me that Roger Goodell would oversee a league where the home markets can't watch their games
nowadays,
in the postseason.
They need to really relook at it, and I don't know why they haven't.
Well, they can't wait. The game is Saturday. The game is this weekend. Don't F it up.
Well, what'll happen is they'll be like 8,000 short, and somebody
some company,
will
company, Lucas Oil, will buy all the seats. Like,
something, yeah.
Well, that's why they don't have blackouts, is because they... The owners always buy up all the seats. That's why they
have to.
That's why they go
because they know,
seasons.
Like me,
there'd be a fan.
That is,
it was like
that is a fan. Like
there was like one blackout this
suicide.
Year, right?
Yeah,
San Diego. I think there was one blackout game. All year. But
and now
there'll
be
there were
three
many,
on the first weekend of the playoffs.
But there were many other possibilities that got bought up by the owners.
You're right.
Or
I'm
by
wasting
local,
too much energy.
Local
on this.
Companies advertising.
Stephen Ross is constantly having to do that in Miami.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should probably wait till
By
I yell until Saturday when
Al, Al called back, and even if you have the dish for DirecTV, if you're within that zone,
yeah, you can. That's
right,
what
you
I thought.
Because they, because
so bars and
that's BS.
Yeah, they target your dish by zip code. Al says.
Yeah.
So they can keep track of everybody.
Right.
That's
that
BS. So I paid money.
So now I'm paying
extra
money
to
get your
nothing.
Product, and I still can't get your product.
Yeah, that's complete crap.
That is horse diddly poo.
Brett says, why are Patriots fans not worried about Denver? They have the greatest offense in history. The Patriots defense isn't the best. And if the Patriots get into a shootout, they'll lose. if Patriots fans think the only reason Manning will lose is because of Manning's history, that's not the greatest reason to believe the Patriots would beat them.
It really isn't.
I'd rather play the Colts or Chargers in the AFC Championship than the Broncos.
That's what I brought up earlier. You're not expecting the Patriots to win in Denver. You're expecting the Broncos to lose. You're counting just like totally on Manning pooping himself.
A Manning face.
I mean, and I know it's happened.
Yeah,
there's no disputing.
A lot.
He can't dispute it's happened. But is that what you really are like feeling good about? Hanging
no,
your
you
hat
shouldn't.
On? Woo!
No.
Manning's going to choke.
No, you shouldn't.
Penis head will fall again.
Joel in Merrimack, New Hampshire. Good show as always. Thanks for showing up, Fred. I've been thinking about the playoffs, and the teams that worry me the most are the ones with really good defenses, the Chiefs and the Bengals in that order. The Chiefs the most because they have a competent quarterback that doesn't make many mistakes. As for the Bengals, if Dalton calls up another 4-turnover game against the Patriots, they won't be in the playoffs for long. Now, the Broncos, on the other hand, don't worry me. My buddy thinks I'm nuts, but I'm not afraid of the Denver defense, and add to that Peyton's history of choking in the big game. So who worries
go,
you
Andy.
Most in the AFC? Yeah.
Not worried because of Peyton's
right.
history of
history.
Choking. So if the other team doesn't play well, we can win. That's basically
what
a lot of
everybody's
people
saying.
And they're
you
not
can't
alone.
Win, they have to lose.
They're not alone. A lot of people feel that way.
That's a terrible way to look at it and
yeah.
feel. Terrible.
I have fears for different reasons about all three teams that we could face next week.
What do you mean?
Well, there's
four different reasons
there
I have
very
fears
different
about,
reasons.
About
I agree.
The different teams that
oh,
we could
yeah.
face next week.
They could lose to any of them.
Yeah,
easily.
They could easily beat any of them, and they could easily lose to any of them. But,
indeed.
But like, I think the reasons why I fear them are different
oh,
for
yeah.
each team,
yeah,
is
yeah.
what I'm trying to say.
Although one of them got a little
would
better.
Would you like to get into any of them?
Well,
maybe let
no.
us give us some insight?
Well,
this is talk radio. We don't discuss our ideas here.
I thought we kind of talked about it on yesterday's show. That's why I wasn't
well, what is
going
your
to it again.
Feeling,
but,
what is your
well,
feeling
like,
on Indianapolis?
If we didn't rehash things, we wouldn't have a show.
Indianapolis, I think Luck is a really good quarterback, and I think he could make a difference. And he showed when he came here last year that he can be competitive on this field. So I don't think that they should be taken lightly. I think the Chiefs, as we've talked about, have some really potent weapons on offense and a good defense, too, that I think they pose several matchup problems on both sides of the ball for this team. And Cincinnati has already beaten this team once. Granted, it was in their home, but you've already lost to that team, so mm-hmm. I fear them for that reason. And they have a good defense as well. And so I think for those reasons,
I'm out.
I agree for those reasons.
But I could.
I'm out.
But I also think that on any given day, New England, as they showed in Baltimore, can handle a team, a good team.
Yeah.
So
that's what makes this weekend really, or not this weekend,
yeah.
but this playoffs really cool.
Yeah, I don't think there's any one favorite anymore. Yeah. And I even thought Seattle for a while. I was like, well, Seattle's kind of the cream of the crop.
They've shown that they're
vulnerable.
Right.
And even earlier in the year, they were winning games after having coming back from double-digit deficits.
Right.
And
yeah.
they lost at home late to the Cardinals in the regular season. So their invincibility in the 12th man up there in Seattle isn't necessarily something that you can – take for granted anymore. So it's anybody's playoffs.
Who do you
really
think
is.
And this is a question that we can answer later in the show, or people can write it. You know, we saw the Hulk Hogan thing.
Ooh,
if you
brother.
Could pick one guy, celebrity, whoever,
Matthew Mulligan,
to come out and be a 12th man for one game for the Patriots to rile up the fans, who do you think could do that the best? We'll think about that. Noel from Denver writes in, I'm in agreement of how much everyone loves Peyton Manning and not Tom Brady. The only thing the Patriots have to be concerned about playing in Denver is the altitude. Other than that, I feel Denver has no chance.
That's not a problem at all.
Has no chance. Why does everyone think Manning
Except
is the greatest
Clark.
Guy?
Yeah.
He throws everyone under the bus when things go wrong, and you never get that from Tom. Manning will go down as the best regular season quarterback ever, just like Marino. Why does Josh even want to consider Cleveland when you've got Tom Brady in beautiful New England to live? How much money would that bring him?
Well, a lot of money.
A hell of a lot more than he makes now.
I mean, crap coaches make like $4 million a year.
You know, and I could see where you get that shot to be a head coach and things go terribly wrong, but you know exactly where they went wrong.
Right.
And you feel, man, if I just got another chance, I know I could do it better.
And with your hometown team.
Right, and he probably could.
Yeah, he just has to be careful, and Andy made the point yesterday about Jimmy Haslam. You don't know what's going to happen with that ownership situation.
I thought we also mentioned that Minnesota might be an option for him. Or there was a report that Minnesota was possibly an option for for him. And that would make sense, too, with...
I would think Detroit. Detroit, to me, is a more attractive job.
Castle being there.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not sure Castle is there.
Well,
he's
he could be there, but
I don't know if he's there.
But he could be not the guy,
right?
Well, he could. Maybe Josh thinks Josh would think he could be because of what they
did
in
08. That
would
be the first step of his exit of his second job. I got a question for you, Eric.
Okay.
Do you know what?
Do you know?
NUNC space COEPI means?
COEPI.
Yeah.
Is it Russian?
No, that sounds like Latin.
It is indeed Latin.
It looked Latin to me.
It's not pig Latin.
Nunt cupi.
Is that how you say it?
I don't
know. I never took Latin, so I don't have any idea.
I did take Latin. I have no idea what that is.
Eric,
I know. Well, I know nunc from the, because we sing Hail Mary in Latin in church, and nunc et in hora is a phrase that we sing for Hail Mary.
What does it mean?
But I don't know. What does it mean?
Now I begin. It is apparently the motivational saying of the year for the Chargers. I looked it up because, but when you were talking behind you, Philip Rivers had a Nunc Quippy shirt on with a Nike swoosh, and I was like, "What this?" So I googled it. It's painted on their locker room and stuff. I guess it's one of the things they do, whatever, and that's their phrase for this year.
Now I begin,
and it goes out to the practice field and
Latin?
Whatever. I just thought it was interesting.
Is this McCoy guy a learned fella?
I don't know.
A learned fella.
A learned fella.
I mean, most coaches are somewhat learned fellas.
Yeah, but Marv Levy was known to listen to classical music in his headset.
I think Bill Belichick is a learned fellow.
Oh, I think a lot
of them are.
I don't
think a lot of those other guys are very smart individuals.
I do.
And that's to Fred's point, and you always say this, and I agree with you, that that whole CEO mentality, if you're going to be my head coach, you need to – I think a lot of guys fail because they lack intelligence to be that sort of all-knowing overseer of the organization.
Yep.
You really have a low.
I think two-thirds of the coaches.
Paul's hierarchy: it's referees, head coaches, right below it.
I think two-thirds of the coaches stink, and they're not smart enough to be head coaches.
See, I think a lot of them are pretty smart. And learned.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have anything to. I can't.
Now there's some that
say,
I don't.
You know, this guy. He went to.
I think some of them are dumb as dirt, but
I think a lot of them are dumb as dirt.
Nick and Victoria. Andy, this will piss you off. I live in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. And all the way across the continent, and I get every Patriots game on my regular cable. I get 5 games in the morning and usually most of the afternoon games and the night games. For some reason, our time shift channels are all Boston area channels, which means we get all the Patriots programming except for Comcast Sports. Now, that would piss me off. If I was a Patriots fan outside the local area, you guys have discussed. Anyway, just food for thought.
Imagine living in like Framingham and you can't watch the team, but
the guy
gets everyone in Victoria.
And he doesn't need anything. What do you say? He has 5 different channels? That's great.
Yeah. It's a lot of games.
It's a good gig. I used to have that down in my area because I used to get both, Boston and Providence, and there would be different games.
So yeah, I wish we still had that.
Yeah,
we only get the Providence ones now. I don't get any of the Boston stations.
Yeah. I mean, it's coming soon, you're going to be able to get every game, anytime, anywhere. The league just has to figure out the economics behind that. Because right now they get a ton of money from DirecTV for that deal. But – you know, there are the ways now, you know, it's starting to creep in where you're able to watch, if you have Verizon Mobile, any primetime game.
Well, I have a question for you, because we've talked about this when they did the NFL Network, and remember one of our games, and there was a Dallas game, sort of the landmark games where people said, I got to get the NFL Network to watch. The 07 finale was one of them, right?
Right.
There's a few along the way. When do you reach the point where people say, I'm not doing it? You know, there's talk of Netflix. There's talk of Chrome being involved in digital packages Thursday night and other nights. At what point do people just, well, no, I'm done. You know, I'll watch the games I can, but I'm out. I'm not, you know, where do you, what's that breaking point? And I think they're close to that breaking point in a few different areas right now. I think they are really sort of on the precipice.
15 years in an organization. I think that's the breaking point.
See you, Paul.
Phones are starting to stack up. Let's go to Brian in Brighton on the Ace Ticket Hotline.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Thank you.
Actually, you guys kind of stole my thunder. As Fred, your title is what? Director of Media Relations?
Whatever.
New Media.
No, it is not.
Director of New Media. I'm sorry. Director of New Media, right?
No.
He's the vice president of content, right?
Content. Okay. It's still along those lines. You're a technology guy. So a tip for people like Big Al, you should plug it. You can watch the PFW show online the day after.
That's correct.
So that just shows the ridiculousness of the rules. Why would they black it out when I can watch it online?
Well, that's what I said. You know, all these rules were like pre-internet. The internet blew them all away, these local marketing rules. You know?
Yeah, and so, I mean, these rules are antiquated, and the sooner a big sports franchise starts figuring out, like, hey, go to a whole other medium, then you can actually probably make more money that way.
That's true.
Yeah, but the problem with the NFL is it's not a franchise. It's all the everything is done essentially, except when the Cowboys or the Raiders want to do something. Everything is done on a league basis. So it's going to be league-mandated or figured out by the league. More so.
Well, that's what I was implying. Yeah, as a league, it just walks away from those DirecTV contracts and goes, why don't we do it all? I mean, they tried to do it by doing the NFL Network, which is ridiculous because, again, that's antiquated when you have the internet.
Now, Brian, a little secret, and, you know, don't spread this around, but there's a possibility that, you know, the league could say something to us when we show that PFW show on our website.
Okay, so this is like the links to the live streams that you give on Kirschberg.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
We're the Raiders. Didn't we get involved with something else? Preseason game or something?
Yeah, we got asked to stop. We were streaming.
You know, Isaac get in trouble. He goes, we were asked to stop.
We were asked to stop streaming our preseason game on the internet.
For free.
Do it first and then ask for forgiveness.
Exactly. Yes.
That's why I chuckled when you said, you know, push the envelope.
Right.
Okay. And that's what you guys are doing.
I just care about the fans. That's all I care about.
Yeah, and it shows.
Right.
Now, a couple things real quick. First of all, been great. Love the shows all week. I've been sick as a dog, so I've been listening to them. And what's it called? While I love the show, I feel like when you guys get these open weeks, you do some dangerous topics. So, love it, but wow, like gay players, marijuana, blackout rules.
I don't think it's dangerous if you talk honestly about
it.
Well, the most dangerous might be the blackout rules.
Yeah.
More so than gay players and marijuana.
Completely ironically.
Right. We can address gay players and marijuana. Shut up about the blackouts.
Yeah, exactly. Politically
moratorium
correct
on the blackouts.
All right, but thanks, Brian.
I think he blacked himself out there.
Well, he's on marijuana.
Let's go to Michael in Oregon. Sick. Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. How are the holidays treating you?
Tremendous.
Pretty good.
We don't have any.
I'll let you know as soon as they start. We've been here.
Well, that's good and bad. I don't know.
No, it's bad.
No, it's all bad. No good.
I may take a holiday tomorrow, though.
Someone asked me how my New Year was, and I said, I'm here.
It's Chinese.
How was the house party?
Didn't experience it.
Fred had a house party. Fred was up to like 3 a.m.
Were you really? On New Year's?
A little after 2.
And Kevin was the one who was getting housed. Kevin, how did your New Year's Eve
house party?
How'd your house party go?
It was good. Nobody got thrown through any tables.
Did you get lucky?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Close the deal.
Nice. She pregnant?
Pretty sure I ain't.
Whoa, wait a minute.
I hope not.
Oh, Fred, did you see Geno Smith junk is now on the internet? Have you looked that up?
Oh, I haven't.
You should.
It's on Deadspin. All excited. Oh, I haven't.
Why is it?
Well, he was looking down, and all of a sudden, he heard about Geno Smith's junk, and his head popped.
Because he had a fling with some lady via Instagram and something else, and they banged a few times, and then she found out he had a girlfriend, and so she posted a picture of his junk that he sent her, and is now available on Deadspin. All
right. Why are people sending junk pictures?
I don't understand who wants to see a penis. I was under the impression that even girls don't really like the look of a penis. They want to use it. They want it, but they don't like the look of the penis.
By the way, Stripper says that CBS is streaming all the AFC playoff games live on CBSSports.com.
You hired him.
Really?
Twice.
Yeah.
So wait, you can't watch it on your TV, but if you have
watch it
on the internet hookup, you can watch it.
But there is ways to block for zip code, too, so that might be part of it.
Oh, for crying out loud, I want to watch my Colts game. It's right down the street.
Yeah. The world is a mad place.
It is maddening.
So I wasn't listening live, so I don't know if you guys already talked about this, but who do you guys think is the most important player to come back healthy
because of the bye, like, we're all getting a rest. Who do you think is most important to be fully healthy?
Devin McCourty.
More than Keith Talib? Or are you assuming he's already
back? Well, he's been. He says he's healthy.
Yeah.
So I think he is what he is.
I think Dennard more than McCourty. You got to have those two corners. Okay.
You can sell me on it. I just think McCourty sort of runs the show back there.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
You know, Manning, if you go to Denver, Manning's going to be missing stuff around.
Yeah.
Just a lot going on. I think you need McCourty.
I kind of agree with
that. I think you could win without any of them.
That's fine.
With any of them.
If we're not counting Talib, I agree with Fred on Talib, but...
I'm not counting Talib.
Yeah, that's... I agree.
All right, well, I'll let you guys go. Have a great show, and rock on.
Okay. We are the best. Every show. I mean, every caller wants to leave us. Like, All right, let you guys keep talking. I got to go here.
Well, the person who's notorious for that is Christian with a TIAN. Hey, Christian.
Well, but he always has a good excuse, right?
Right.
No.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Oh, I was just calling your mother. I wasn't saying anything about the holidays.
Oh.
Booyah! That's a victory for Andy. Take it.
Not going to last long,
though.
I
was going to ask. Guys thought that this year's playoff was as wide open as it's been.
That was good. That was good. Deuce.
But in all seriousness, I hear you guys about the whole blackout thing, and it really is unfortunate that it would ever even get to that, discussion. It's just another one of those things that, while I love the sport of football, obviously, it's one of those things that they have to fix. And I don't know how you go about fixing it, especially with the advent of HDTV and the in-home entertainment experience.
Well, they got to figure out a way to make going to the game so compelling that they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and that's the difficult part. And you got the temperatures and all that, and that's a huge, huge issue, obviously. I wanted to get your thoughts on the whole McDaniels thing with the Browns. And I think you guys said, was it yesterday or maybe it was this show, that it was, you guys read somewhere that he probably wasn't going to take the job but was going to go on the interview? Was that like a rumor?
Well, there was a rumor that he wouldn't take it, but he is being interviewed on Saturday, I guess, is the report. Right?
And also, I don't think it hurts to have your name associated with interview for a head coaching job. Whether or not you take that particular one, that just sort of, I think, builds interest for other teams thinking, oh, well, he's a candidate.
There is a line you cross. I agree that it's good to have your name out there, unless there's too many where you don't get the job. Then people say, well, what's wrong with him? Is he interview? Like, but in general, to keep your name in the discussion, I think, is good.
But,
I don't believe.
But, this could be a crafty thing by McDaniels or somebody in his camp. We'll put it out there that we're going to be interviewed, but we're not going to take it. So just in case there were other reasons why they didn't want us, it's already been out there that we weren't going to take it anyway.
Yeah, I don't believe the whole decision has been made that if he gets offered the job, he's not taking it. I don't believe that report.
But, I don't buy it.
Yeah, I
don't believe that you go through the hassle of interviewing for a job that you will not take if it's offered to you.
The way growing up under Parcells, I know that there's a way to manipulate the media. So if that report's out there already...
Yeah.
It can't hurt me because, now if I don't get the job because they just didn't want me, there was already that report that I wasn't going to take it anyway.
Right.
Yeah. And I remember back in 2007 that there was some rumblings with them. I think it was the Atlanta job at the time. And that year, I don't believe he interviewed for any jobs. Because he stayed here in 08, obviously, and with Castle.
I think that was
the job with them.
I think it was Baltimore you're thinking of.
Yeah, I think it was Baltimore, and that was one where they came out quickly and said he will not be interviewing.
I thought it was the Raiders.
Raiders might have been in that year, too. Might have been Raiders and Baltimore.
Yeah.
But, cut those right off at the knees and boom.
I like the guys that say, I'm not interested in the job, and
that's Scott Pioli.
Well, those are the ones I like when you actually go through the interview process. And then, they're interviewing somebody else, and so-and-so has removed his name from consideration from said job. And that means, that's because...
I'm not getting said job.
Ten minutes ago, you got a call from the guy you interviewed with who told you, thanks, but no thanks, I'm going somewhere else.
Right. Speaking of Pioli, his name's been mentioned to take over for Ray Anderson in the league.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now that'd be awkward.
Yeah.
Those memos coming
now
out.
Now I'll
stuff.
Really start getting memos. They won't be fake.
Yeah, I think hey, there would know. Be some. The people around the league would question that. If he was the guy sending memos and the Patriots and Belichick,
right.
and
right.
that would. Yeah, I think that's a hard sell.
Yeah.
I think that's a hard sell.
You think you would send one to Bill and say, no, Bill, really read this one?
The first memo is, Bill, I'm going to send you a memo. Please read said memo. Okay, here's the memo.
And, Fred, about the, you had mentioned at the top of the show, the Tennessee Titan player who had
that
famous quote. It was, I think it was Frank Wycheck.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right.
I think it was, I think it was the tight end. Oh, wait, I got to go, Mr. Hockey.
Oh, screw you.
Thanks, Christian. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Let's go to Dan in Virginia. Hey, Dan.
Good day, fellas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good day, Mike.
I just wanted to follow up on a couple of the conversations that you've been having this week. Firstly, Fred, you asked who would be a good celebrity to fire up the crowd.
Yep.
I think either John Bon Jovi, because wherever that guy goes, people have a good time, or Mark Wahlberg, because he's charismatic but a bit of a hard ass as well. So,
yeah, he could be a good one. I could see Wahlberg more than Bon Jovi.
But it's not just the guy. How are we utilizing him?
Right.
Well, yeah, that get into the details later, but someone that you know that...
Isn't the devil in the details?
If you did it right, this would be a person, it doesn't have to be a guy, a person who would really get the fans going crazy.
How about Vince McMahon? He's from New England.
Yeah.
He's used to promoting. He's done it with football before.
Along the wrestling theme. Could be.
I don't think Hogan would be a terrible one, personally.
Yeah.
I think if Hulk Hogan, when I
have connections to New England.
Well, he loves the Patriots. I don't know.
Does he really?
Oh, you didn't see the video?
I did not see the video.
Oh, yeah. He put out a video
about loving the Patriots.
How about that? Remember that? He might have.
Really?
I don't know if he's still alive, but.
Mulligan.
Remember this?
Yes. I got something for you, but I'm not going to tell you about it right now.
Mulligan?
Big fan of the team, brother. Love the Patriots, man. You know, my daughter was engaged to a Dallas Cowboy for a while, but now I'm ready to go up and beat the whole team up, man, because I am a Patriots fan. I love New England, brother, and I was the champion for a long time up in your area, brother. But I got something for you. With the world title belt around your waist and hanging in the locker room with the Patriots, you guys got a piece of Hulk Hogan there, Jack. Right in New England, you got a piece of Hulk Hogan. And what that means, brother... is if you get tired, if Brady gets tired, or if anybody's knees wobble, their back cracks, or their liver quivers, brother, you can take one of the largest arms in the world, Hulk Hogan's arm, you can strap it to your hips, and you can score as many touchdowns as you want, brother. So what are the Patriots going to do now that they got Hulk Hogan running with all of you?
See, I think he
does
that
would work.
I think that would work.
I think
in Gillette
that would work.
Live
or
on tape, I think it would work.
What about the sergeant from Full Metal Jacket?
Oh, Arlie Ermey?
Me or does he sound like Zolak?
That's a good point.
I think it would work.
But at least I know that Zolak
I
is
think
actually
if you played that,
fan,
I think that would be hilarious.
But if you did that live and he, you know,
points
around,
he's pointing
and he's
around.
Got a Patriots flag instead of the American,
that would be great.
What if you had Zolak before the game?
No.
Unicorns and show ponies. Where's the beef?
No, I think people would laugh more.
I think
than
people
anything.
Would be
you
like
laugh.
That. Too.
Yeah. But I think you'd have fun with it.
If you
Where's
really wanted to
beef?
Get them psyched up, I think the Hulkster
think
thing
the
would,
Hulkster
be, would
be
good.
Phenomenal. Kevin, get on it, brother.
I think Party Hulk's started. Representative should contact every team and do it because I think he's great at it.
I think it's funny that he called out Matthew Mulligan though.
And
I know
we still
that
don't know why.
Well, I know that he's into wrestling.
Oh, is
he? But from our getting to know thing, he talked about how much people thought he was John Cena.
Yeah, but I'm into wrestling. Hulk Hogan doesn't know me. How did he get to know Matt? And Matthew Mulligan is borderline above me on the notable.
Maybe he
chart.
Subscribes to PFW and read the getting to know.
Oh, now Hulk Hogan subscribes to PFW.
I don't know. Maybe he does.
This stupid idea just got stupider.
Am I the only one that doesn't think that Hulk Hogan cares one lick about the New England
So
Patriots?
Why did he put this video
Oh,
out?
I don't think he does, too. But he could do that for any team.
Right.
I don't know
why
he knows Matthew Mulligan.
If I was his
why
friend,
does he know
like
Matthew
the, he's
Mulligan?
He's like the Snoop Dogg of wrestling. You know,
it's like he went to the bottom of the roster team. And he said, to prove it, I'm going to say the name of the most irrelevant guy. But I want to know that story if that's the story.
Maybe Matt Mulligan sent him a letter or something. Who knows?
Well, I think your idea
or tweeted
that
at him
belt,
or something.
Maybe there is a connection with the belt that's been in the locker room and Mulligan
right.
has it this week for some
right.
reason. I don't
right.
know. Remember that, the old D-line belt?
Well, it was also the practice player of the week thing. Remember they would have that?
Yeah.
As the
Does Mulligan have it this
maybe
week?
Maybe
he found out somehow?
Salinga had a big sledgehammer this week. Best for the defensive line.
What if we had Bobby
now we're getting
Knight.
Close. Next stop is an axe.
No? How about Teddy Bruschi?
No.
No?
Hogan is the best.
Hogan
we've come
would
up
be
with
awesome.
So far.
VIP stripper.
It's
says,
what he does.
VIP
and that video
says,
is awesome.
Ozzy Osbourne comes live and sings Crazy Train.
No, but he's done that
he's
already.
He's done that.
Been
already.
There,
I
done
know
that. He's done it before.
Plus, the man is a walking
yeah.
whack job.
Yeah. Hogan would be
you
awesome.
You got anything else, Dan?
Yeah, you guys were talking about, I think Andy was saying he wasn't really aware of, you know, the big focus on Peyton Manning. If in the offseason, aside from the 90% of coverage that ESPN gave to Tim Tebow, half of the rest of it went to Peyton Manning. I mean, if you're not aware of the meningulus that goes on in the media, then I don't think you're paying attention.
Now,
I think Peyton Manning gets an unbelievable amount of attention, but I think Brady does, too.
That's and I also think Brady could have as much as he wanted.
Absolutely.
If he didn't go to Costa Rica and ditch ESPN.
I couldn't agree more with Andy.
I think there's a lot of baggage that goes on with Brady, like with the supermodel girlfriend. There's a lot of hate that goes on with Brady.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
From the national media, you think there's hate from the national media that goes to Brady.
People booed him. So I don't think there's as much hatred out there for Peyton Manning as there is for Tom Brady.
But I think the point is there, if Brady wanted to,
either.
He could leverage all the things he's doing even more than Manning does, you know, because he's more fascinating.
Absolutely.
In his off, Manning is boring
he's
off the field. He's really boring, but there's a lot of things about
but
Brady off the field that if he wanted to, he could really make himself this glamour superstar, but he doesn't want to.
He could be like Beckham if he wanted to.
Yes,
he could do anything he wanted.
He
could be the comedy guy that Manning is in his career. Brady could do anything he wanted. He chooses not to. But that doesn't mean Peyton Manning should be looked down upon because he doesn't choose not to.
I mean, in terms of fans, I think there are elements of fans that hate both. But in terms of national media, I've never met a national media guy that doesn't love both of them.
Okay.
I met a local guy who doesn't love both of them.
I think I understand what you're saying.
You just got set up like a mofo.
That's not true.
I think I understand, though, what Dan's point is, that I think a lot of fans maybe identify with Peyton more because he's not the glamorous-looking
right.
guy who has the
No
the
one identifies
wife.
With Brady. You can't. You can't identify with Brady.
And so I think a lot of people maybe are jealous of that and the fact that he has won a lot.
Right.
And they're rooting for Manning more. I understand Dan's point.
Roddy in Maine says, here's an old Life magazine photo that Deadspin ran recently to back up Fred's claim of people going to New Hampshire to avoid a Patriots TV blackout. It's not specifically related, but it does illustrate the lengths to which people would go to watch the NFL.
What does it say?
I haven't opened it up yet. I have to open it up.
Okay, good.
Now I'm waiting.
Fred's now opening it up.
Oh, it's people just sitting on the side of a highway. They went right over the border and set up their TV to watch it.
And where?
In New Hampshire.
Oh, so okay. Okay, now I believe you. Because I'd rather sit in a motel room than on the side of the highway.
Yeah.
So,
especially in the snow.
Fred Kirsch.
That picture is borderline ridiculous.
Right again.
But, you know, people did it. And I guess.
I mean, it's not like you have one of those nice, like, flat screen TVs and, you know, like a fire pit going. This is just like.
Rabbit ears?
Like a Trinitron, like 10, 12 inches. Right.
Hey.
Let's see. Dwight in Alabama sends us his playoff scenarios. He has the Bengals winning, the Colts winning, and then the Patriots beating the Bengals, and the Colts beating the Broncos. The Patriots beating the Colts in the AFC. In the NFC, he's got the 49ers winning and the Eagles winning. Then he's got the 49ers beating the Seahawks and the Panthers beating the Eagles. And then the 49ers, the ultimate NFC championship. And then in the Super Bowl, he's got the 49ers and the Patriots, obviously. And he doesn't say who he thinks will win.
See, that's a cop-out.
Well, you got 2 weeks lead up to the game, so he needs to save
a But he yeah. also says, what is Blunt's contract? Is it a one-year deal with the performance he had this past Sunday? How long would you resign him for? I'll be coming to Gillette in the fall. Shut up, Andy. I don't know what that means.
That just means shut up, Andy.
Yeah. He is going to be a free agent. I wouldn't give him much.
I'd give him a one-year deal.
I think he'll get something somewhere. I think some team will probably say he could be our starting running back, and
maybe
they'll give him a little bit of money. I think somebody could give him a three-year, $7 million deal, 3 years, $8 million deal or something.
Would you give him that?
No.
I wouldn't either.
Abe wants to know who would be the offensive coordinator if Josh McDaniels left.
Probably Brian Daboll.
People have said that.
My guess is you'll have nobody for at least a year.
He won't name a coordinator?
I think there's a possibility. But if Dante retires and Godsey leaves, you got a lot going on.
Fun fact about the Denver weather via
fun fact.
VI strippers.
P.
The average, yo, VI strippers! The average temperature for January 19th in Denver each year is 48 degrees, while in Foxborough it's 36. So it's actually cold.
Yeah, no, I knew that.
Yeah, I knew that, yeah.
No, I actually had, I was on.
You wouldn't think it was colder in Foxborough than Denver?
But I also, I happened to say something about Denver for the AFC title game, and some guy who spent a lot of time in Denver was like,
well, yeah, a little known fact, it's actually quite mild in Denver that time of year. Blah, blah, blah,
and they also say that it's, the snow, it you know, it snows in like a bunch, and then it melts.
Because it's all mountain affected.
Yeah.
It comes over and drops.
So the snow doesn't last very long.
I'm a little surprised that both of those numbers were as high as they were, 36 and 48. But I would definitely think it's warmer in Denver.
See, I think that, but I think there's a perception of Rocky Mountains and skiing.
And the mountains being colder.
Right.
Well, the mountains
are.
And you go way up to the top of the mountain, it's cold.
Right. But they, yeah.
Just like if you went to Mount Washington here, it's a lot colder than it is in Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Or if you jumped in the water would be warmer because, you know, the water takes longer.
Army Mike from Peabody writes in, I called back during Broncos Patriots pregame social and talked about the porta potties being blown away. Great game. But my question is, 10 years from now, what will this decade of the Patriots be remembered as? My examples are the triplets, Iron Curtain, Greatest Show on Turf, and so on. When we watch the 20XX Patriots NFL documentary, what will they be called?
I'm confused. This decade we're in?
Or the one that they won the three Super Bowls
in? I guess this whole Belichick-Brady era.
Because it's more than a...
What will it be called?
I mean.
See, the Iron Curtain was their defense. That was the name of their defense.
The Steel Curtain for Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Brady's bunch.
The Brady Belichick era.
Yeah, it's Belichick and Brady.
What is like the
terrific tandem? I don't know.
The Bill Walsh era. What is that known as?
I don't know.
I guess the Bill Walsh era.
The Montana years.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I think like you're right, Fred. I think people call the Steelers defense the Steel Curtain.
Montana and Rice would probably be the face of that. I think.
I don't know
with Bill Walsh.
But I'm saying. Is there a catchy name for it?
I think that's what
the West Coast
they call
offense.
The Gold Rush, the 49er era?
Not commonly.
No. Yeah.
I mean,
not
maybe. Commonly. There may be videos that say the Gold Rush.
The defensive line was known as the Gold Rush or something. I don't
not
know.
Not enough that I think everyone would know.
No, this is
Belichick-Brady. Every fan knows Steel Curtain.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is Belichick-Brady.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's catchy, but it's Belichick-Brady.
I don't know if there's a catchy name for it.
See, I thought he actually meant this 10-year decade that we're in. And I was going to say
the
fall after greatness or something.
That's what they called them?
The triplets, yeah.
Never heard that.
Really?
Aikman, Irvin, and Smith were called the triplets?
Yeah.
I never heard that, honestly.
Wow.
It's after my time.
Jim writes in, Hogan running out of the tunnel would be
not really.
He died/retired
a decade ago.
Yeah. No, it's,
that email we got the other day.
It's really.
Oh, I know you don't cover the Patriots anymore.
That was funny.
It was a boring time.
Jim writes in, Hogan running out of the tunnel would be freaking awesome. Give him a mic, have them all run out, Hogan holding his belt going nuts.
And he rips a Patriot jersey off, and he points to the upper deck.
You know what would really
suck? Phenomenal!
It would
we don't do anything fun, so it'll never happen.
If you start the video, and people
pyro.
People see that there's a video of Hulk Hogan. Pyro. Oh, that's kind of cool. And then all of a sudden, you cut from the video to him doing it live somewhere on the field, and people are like, oh my God, he's actually here. And then
I would be so jacked up.
Oh, yeah.
Really funny.
What if we had Russell Crowe dressed up as Gladiator and he comes out? Are you not entertained?
Yeah, because you wouldn't really know it's him. You'd barely know it's him.
Well, what they should do is now that they are allowed to bring back that whole Predator thing where that used to jack up the crowd. Remember that? They'd show that guy.
No, you know,
the fire.
What?
It was like they were making
yelling,
they had the fire going.
Right.
I've yet to hear an idea better than Hogan.
And they banned that, right?
I like the Hogan idea, especially the first time you do it.
That was a good one.
First time you do it, you're playing the video, and then he comes out.
Oh, it'd be huge.
People would be stunned.
Oh yeah, this doesn't have a lasting. This is a one-time bang for your buck kind of thing.
AFC Championship.
I think
type
it'd be
of thing.
Huge. Because I can't think of anybody else. Like. That's what he does is he gets, I mean, he made his career on that, not on being like this wrestler. Like he never did like high flying or really cool wrestling stuff.
He dropped the
his
leg.
His moves were a boot and a leg drop.
Right.
He was Rock before The Rock.
Yeah.
The Rock could do it too, by the way.
But
The Rock is a phenomenal entertainer.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of some of that, if it is,
he filmed a movie here.
He filmed a movie here.
Yeah.
Right.
I got The Rock in the mix because The Rock can sell stuff to a crowd. So far,
we've got all wrestling guys.
Because that's what they do.
I don't know
if you know, but wrestling's fake. So they have to make you believe it through their act.
Yeah, and those are the best ones that are better out of the ring.
Ric Flair, woo, styling and profiling.
Okay.
I think it's a wrestler. Let's get a wrestler.
Yeah.
Knowing us, we'll
Stone
get, like,
Cold?
Doink the Hulk. Clown.
Stone Cold's probably a Cowboys fan.
We'll get, like, Jimmy Valentine, or, I mean, Jimmy, who's the elbow? Yeah, Greg the Hammer Valentine.
The guy doesn't need John to be a Cena? Patriots fan.
Cena, like
I
said, well, he's
I
a local
think
guy.
Hulk is a Patriots yeah. fan.
Cena would,
maybe he is.
Not he could it. Do it. Cena would be.
What if we
get
all
Then we get
the
Matthew
them.
Mulligan thing.
Come out, you know?
I'd be.
The Rock.
I'd stick with just Hogan. I don't think we're going to get all. We never get anything, and suddenly we're going to get a lot. Why don't we stick for one request? Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Because there's this tie-in. It's sort of on people's minds.
Yeah, it's current.
And he runs out. He's got the flag. He used to do the American flag, so you give him a Patriots flag.
Right.
Tears a Patriots jersey off.
Could be kind of cold, but, you know, he would still do it.
We're paying him, aren't we?
Yeah. Imagine that he comes over here. Oh, it's really cold
Listen,
out there,
washed up wrestler. We're paying you. Right. We can pay him, right? Do we have any budget for this? Oh, he's not just going to do it for a free hat?
First, signed Matthew Mulligan jersey.
Well, you're a big Patriots fan. We can get you a PFW subscription, too.
Already got one of those, brother.
No, he doesn't.
he'll rip a PFW in half.
Wow, you guys went light this week. Only 32?
Larry's in Worcester, and he's on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Larry.
Hi. It was about the cold you guys were talking about. And about 16 years ago, I spent 3 months in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. You can't get any further north than Minnesota.
Did you drink a lot?
What was the temperature?
And, that's cold.
Yeah, and it was 24 straight days below zero, which you can actually get kind of used to the cold. But the wind chill for 4 days in a row was below 50.
Oh, wow.
And you cannot get, there is no way in the world. The wind chill kills you. Even if the temperature is in the zero range, but that wind starts blowing, it goes through everything. I don't care what kind of Arctic gear you have.
That's what we're supposed to be getting tomorrow or tonight in the snowstorm.
But yeah, I mean, we have houses.
We're talking 70 below zero.
We don't have to sit outside and watch football.
True.
Now, is that near St. Olaf?
Yeah, but I put my own windows in. So.
Is that near St. Olaf?
Did you?
St.
Olaf? The Golden Girls?
it's where they made the first skidoos and things.
Skidoos?
The guy who developed those.
Oh, the skidoos?
Those are the original
skidoos.
So what were you doing up there for 24 days or whatever?
No, I was there for 3 months.
What were you doing?
Those were the worst 24 days of the 3 months.
Why were you there?
I traveled the country doing, going into companies and trying to fix their advertising. So I go, I have to get to know the area, I got to know the company, I got to know, so it takes time to develop, and then I leave them with a 2-year plan, and if they follow it, they make money, if they don't follow it, they don't make money. I move into the place for 3 months.
Oh.
So I used to get to see all the Patriots games that weren't blacked out for those years.
That must have been cool.
It was once the internet started, and I could listen to the games, and I could listen to home on the radio. Back in the day. I mean, I used to listen to you guys before you guys were anybody but Fred.
That's right.
Fred was never anybody without
well,
me.
Well, I'm sorry, Paul, you were there.
Wow.
Paul, I used to pick on you constantly.
Oh, that's okay.
I actually called you from the middle of the Atlantic Ocean during Solder's draft.
Whose draft?
Solder?
The middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah. What were you doing?
There's a drop that gets played that I get criticized for that, as Andy would say. I'm repeating what Andy would say.
I'm not
and
sold.
Somehow I'm getting lumped in with that. But
you know, perception is reality.
You know me. I'm not a big fan of offensive linemen in the first round.
Yes, I know. But I always
you know,
thought
Paul,
that was a good pick.
If he had his way, it'd be 3-on-3 football.
All right, Larry. Thanks for calling
a quarterback, a wide receiver, and a DB.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Thank you, Larry.
Or you could just take anybody and just move them out to tackle and no
Let's
one's
go to
the,
Patrick
none the worst
in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Patrick.
How you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, Pat?
First of all, Happy New Year to the entire crew. Yeah,
same to
you. You too.
Hopefully you guys will be as good as you were in 11, 12, and 13. At least that's since the time I've been listening to you guys.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Okay.
I think we were at our best.
I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Yeah, I think we've kind of peaked.
No, I don't think so. I always go back to that disco scene between Paul Perillo and I think Andy Hart and Fred Kirsch. That was a classic scene, that disco skit that you guys did. It was so Saturday Night Live-ish. All right, at any rate, couple of things. The secondary. earlier in the year, I thought the secondary was the best part of the team, and it seems that, you know, the secondary's gone through a lot of injuries. I think if Tlaib and Dennard gain some semblance of health going into this playoff push and can maintain it, I think New England has a good chance in some strange way of getting back to a Super Bowl. And the way I view Bill Belichick, in my mind, this is the kind of team that he gets there with, a team that kind of is the underdog, that people kind of say, well, they're missing too many different pieces, and somehow he finds a way to just game plan his way all the way to the championship. Whether or not he wins it or not is another story, but I think he'll get there. And then lastly, this year, the team tried to upgrade the receivers, and they brought in Tompkins, and they brought in the guy Dobson. And my question to you guys is, just looking overall at how those guys progressed, did it appear that maybe New England should have maybe gone another route to maybe more free agency to upgrade the receiver corps? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Patrick. I'm on record for saying that one of the swings and misses this offseason was not bringing in Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, I understand, and we've talked about this a lot, but I think if Amendola had stayed healthy, I think that it would have been a different situation. I don't think that you'd be looking at it and saying they're one receiver away the way a lot of people have. Amendola got hurt in the very first game of the year. We never really got the chance to see him. Now, maybe he would have been about what he's been. Maybe I'm giving too much credit for the injury, but to me, based on what I saw in the preseason and based on what I saw in that first game, I think he would have been more than what you got. And had you got, say, increase his production by, another 10% or so, and then you got roughly what you got from Edelman, and then the rookies were able to stay reasonably healthy so they contributed as complementary pieces, then I think you would have been fine.
Yep.
But as it turned out, You could, and that's why I'd advocate signing a veteran receiver to add to this group for next year.
You were including Gronk getting hurt when he did, and
oh yeah,
no,
you opened. You knew you were going to open the year without Gronk. Well, you had a good idea you were going to open the year without Gronk. I didn't think it would be that long, but if you had, obviously, I mean, the offense was great once Gronk came back.
Yeah,
all right.
With
take,
all the problems,
let's take a quick break, Kevin. Give us a little time to reset, and then we'll go in and talk about who we think is going to emerge from Wild Card Weekend.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 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 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month, guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a 2-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a Triple Play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
We all know that Paul Perillo is an award-winning journalist, but did you know he's also an excellent babysitter?
Guys, knock it off.
Paul excels in communication.
I have a terrible mouth.
You do have a terrible mouth.
Not to your kids, though, right?
When I want emphasis.
Really?
Teaching.
They listen to you more when you swear?
Wait, what do you use?
When I raise my voice and I get angry and I might, you know, let a I'll kick your A or something like that.
Oh, he's threatening.
Wow, violent.
And discipline.
I'm going to tell you right now, if Will gets arrested when he's 16,
no.
They have an open beer in the car, I am going to hit him. Okay? I'm telling you right now.
But
it won't be a spanking on the ass either.
In need of a sitter this weekend? Call Paul at 855-PATS-500 or email your babysitting request to webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Fred, Andy, Eric, and Papa Perillo.
All right. Welcome back to PFW in Progress.
When do we turn it to NPR? It's like, all right.
Well, I had my...
Welcome back to...
They caught me. I was in the middle of chewing.
So. Now, I added a chapter to my parental skills yesterday, by the way. I had...
More emphasis?
I had no alternative. I had to take my two children to a wake.
Hold on, Arsenio.
Okay.
Not exactly...
Really?
Yeah, I went to one too.
Not the
last
most
night.
Comfortable.
Tough.
So what's going on, Arsenio?
Not much. How are you guys doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
A couple things I want to talk about. I've emailed a couple of times, never called in the show, but I got Joel, I guess, who was complaining about not being known and all that. So I figured I'm going to test you guys and see if the fact that I've just emailed you a couple of times, maybe you'll remember me. And nope. I had a funny story. So we'll see. I know right now you're saying no, but I had emailed you guys 5 years ago, and it was about how PFW saved my life and how...
Yes, we do remember that.
I had lost a custody battle of my daughters to my ex-wife in Greece, and she snuck away and took them to Greece with her.
I do remember that, actually.
Wow. Yeah.
So there you go, Joel.
Wow. Well, how you doing now?
I'm doing much better. I became a school teacher, so I can have the summers off and spend time when they come and visit me during the summers, and I get to enjoy them then and so forth. So, you know, it is what it is. It's not the best situation, but I tell you what, I was going through a really rough time in my life back then, and you guys really helped me through it. You guys really helped me through it a lot.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad glad to hear you. Things are on the upswing of late.
And it's funny because that promo you just had, I work at a second job. My family has a store, and I was watching the Patriot game at the store, right? And I got all excited. It was the Cleveland game, and I was getting all excited.
Cleveland.
And a customer walked in. She's like, "Hey, what's going on?" I'm like, "I have this Patriots." And she's talking to me. She's telling me how she's a Patriots fan, how her and her husband are Patriot fans, too. And she's like, and it goes funny. I've never seen him. He's not temperamental or anything like that. I've never seen him get excited. But she's like, we were at a Red Sox game one time, and he almost got into a fight with this woman sitting behind him. And I turned around and I said to her, "Are you married to Paul Perilla?"
Knew that was coming. Well done.
And then it's a true story. I mean, seriously, it really happened.
I believe it.
Anyways, what I want to say is...
Women.
What?
Paul actually beats up women, too, and fights them, so that's a true story.
No, let's not spread that rumor.
No.
No, he likes boys.
That's only a story to us.
Right.
So my question is, I saw that we signed off in Cali, and I missed the first part of the show. Does it look like Dobson's up for the year?
We don't know yet.
We are presuming that either Dobson or Boyce will go on IR, or... Technically, he has already gone on IR.
Yeah,
we just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
But that we should get that information by 4 o'clock later today. We'll get some sort of release and practice report. Oh, no practice report.
No
but
practice
the release
report
on
week.
That.
No.
Right. Gotcha. One last thing. You guys have talked about how Belichick hasn't really been a new mind, a new generation. You know, how he was a defensive genius and so forth, and now he's really not shown anything of that nature, but wouldn't you say the fact that you got all these defenses now changing to a smaller linebackers, faster linebackers, and then it's not necessarily that he's changed his defensive style, but he changed the offense and going with more of a two larger tight ends, receiving type tight ends, as opposed to, so he kind of changed with how the defense was changing offensively, though. And I think that kind of speaks to some of, you know, his ingenuity in changing with the game, evolving with the game, if you will. And I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Okay, thanks for the call, Arsenio.
I think you can argue, I don't know the reason, I think he's adjusted more offensively over the years, from year to year, doing different things than he ever has defensively. He seems like he's been more sort of stuck in his ways, quote-unquote, defensively. Mm. Offensively, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to know what the thought, you know, did they go into that draft saying, we're going to draft Gronkowski and Hernandez, and we're going to make them the focal point of our offense? Did they go into that draft saying, we need to get better at tight end, and then they got those guys and said, whoa, right, we got something here on offense? You know, it's hard to really know sort of how that transformation took
yeah.
place and how they're now going to react now that that has sort of been blown up.
Right.
Because as we've said, Hernandez is gone, and Gronkowski... How much can you count on him being the centerpiece of your offense? How do you adjust or complement around him and in case he's gone again next year?
Hmm. Yeah. And it's hard to know with all the different tight ends they've drafted over the years, how long maybe he was trying, if it was a plan, how long was he trying to do it?
Right.
You remember, you know, with a 3-year span, they drafted two first-round tight ends.
Right.
In 2002 and 2004. So this might have been something that he envisioned with Watson and Graham.
Right.
And it just never materialized because they weren't good enough.
Yep. All right. It's time for the picks. Paul.
Is it already?
Whoa, holy crap, it is.
Yeah.
How out of hurry.
How did the regular season end up? I know you had a big week, right?
Yeah.
You know why?
Oh, yeah, he keeps the book. He wanted to end on at least a pause. He was that team that had a terrible year, but they say, we can get some momentum if we win the finale. We go into the offseason with a little momentum. That's Paul. And so he keeps the book,
you.
So he had momentum.
It's actually you, because you won the week.
But I didn't have a terrible year like you did.
Beat me by a game. It's unbelievable.
Wow. I can't believe I wasn't this guy.
In regular picks or spread?
Regular picks.
Oh, spread.
I know how you just use whatever one makes you look better.
Exactly,
yeah.
Paul.
Andy and I went. I don't see any other way you can look at it. Andy and I went 14-2.
Booyah!
To finish it off. Eric, who did not make picks, I used your
paper ones.
Your paper ones,
that's
you went
fine.
12-4.
And Fred.
And Fred went 10-6.
Wow.
Subpar week for Fred.
Oh. I took some reaches that last week.
Luck ran out.
With the spread, Andy went 12-4.
That's very good.
I went 11-5.
I am the winner.
Fred went 10-6. Eric, I took all the teams that you picked, and I actually went by the spread, unlike the last time where I just gave you 9-7 for both because I was too lazy to check.
Okay.
This time I actually checked. You went 9-7 with the spread, picking the teams in the paper.
Okay.
So for the season.
So it really made no difference. He went 9-7 either way, right?
No, he went.
I went
12-4.
He went
12-4,
and then
9-7.
No, but didn't you say last time you just gave him
last week? He didn't make picks last week either, and I just gave him.
Did you just take the contest off? I mean, seriously.
I was covering the locker room period, which happened to be during
for an entire week for 24 hours, seven straight.
Well, we forgot. We got busy doing other things.
Okay, so you forgot.
I did. Yeah,
you effed up. That's it.
I don't think it was that big a deal.
Maybe next time he can keep the ball.
No, because then he'll be 16.
Freddie, I am the winner.
Congratulations to Freddie for an incredibly impressive.
He's doing the awkward beauty queen.
Just an incredibly impressive performance
leader,
all around.
My Latin dictator.
Fred finishes.
I was going to say, it is borderline dictator.
168.
Soy pee? Nuno Coepi. Nunca Coepi.
Can I finish?
No.
168-87-1 for Fred. It's far and away the leader. By 10 games over Andy, who went 158-97-1.
That's a solid year.
I was 157-98-1, and Eric was 154-101-1. The only one to lose more than 100 games. Can't believe I lost that guy with the spread. Fred, this is the more impressive numbers. 142-105-9.
There goes the Hitler wave again.
John Rook, every game all season with the spread. Fred Kirsch, 142-105-9.
That's impressive.
That is very impressive.
Had he used that and, you know, could have made some money.
I would never do that.
For entertainment purposes only.
Right.
Andy was next.
Be entertaining to win a lot of money.
Andy, in any other year, you would have been in line to win it all. Any other year. 129-118-9.
That's a solid year.
That's
right there.
Really, really
good
year. That's
a good damn year.
Eric was 123-124-9. And I was 119-128-9.
Wow,
my worst
suck.
Ever season.
Yeah.
And do you know that really to be true? Or?
Oh, yeah, I've never finished below 500.
Paul usually does pretty good against the spread.
We tend to know some of those things.
All right, we have 4 games to talk about and about 8 minutes to do so.
2 minutes per game.
Let's go to the first game. Kansas City goes to Indianapolis, take on the Colts.
The Colts by 2.5.
See, a few weeks ago, the Colts went to Kansas City, and I thought the Chiefs would wipe the field with them. They did not. I thought the Colts were fading. They did not.
Right.
And yet I'm sticking with my logic. I still think the Chiefs are the better team.
Yes.
I think they're the more well-rounded team. I think they're getting a little healthy, although there's some question about Ali still. Theoretically, they're getting healthier and they're getting these guys back. They were all rested. I think the Chiefs go into Indianapolis and take care of a pretty limited team. Yeah. I just really think the Colts are limited.
Yeah.
You know, they have a great defensive player in Mathis. They have a great quarterback in Luck. I just don't see them beating the Chiefs in the playoff game. I just don't.
I don't either. And I like the way the Chiefs, who sat virtually everybody last week against the Chargers, still probably should have won that game against the team that ended up sneaking into the sixth seed there. I think Andy's right that the Chiefs go into Indianapolis and take care of business the way the Colts went to Kansas City and took care of business a few weeks ago.
And don't worry, Colts fans. You won't know what happened. You won't see it, so it won't be disappointing to you.
I think that we are all guilty of grossly underestimating the Colts. I think all year long people have been sort of wondering how they're going to do this and how they're going to keep winning and what happens after Reggie Wayne. They beat Denver, something Kansas City couldn't do. They went to Kansas City and absolutely obliterated Kansas City. And yet they're favored in this game and no one thinks they're going to win it. I think they will. I'm going to go with the better quarterback, and to me that's light years in favor of Andrew Luck. And I think they're going to win the game. It might not be as easy as the last time, but I think they'll win the game.
Paul, I'll let you stay on that island by yourself. I'm going to go. No, but you know what?
I think he makes a good point. I think they're flat out better. They may not win this game, but I think they're a better team than Kansas City. They had the same record, and they beat the bag out of them in Kansas City.
I'm going to go with Kansas City strictly for defensive reasons.
Well, we all know that.
I'm not even sure Kansas City has a better defense.
Well, they may not anymore. They seem to have, you know.
I think Indianapolis has a pretty good defense that no one knows about.
I think you
someone earlier in the show called them soft.
Yeah, I'm not,
they're far from far.
I'm not
far from.
I really, really like hard.
I am not poo-pooing that pick, Paul. You could be the only one. You could be the only one.
Yeah, and
right.
I may lose. They may get upset, but I think they're better.
Well, I'll be right. I mean, we all remember. I generally go perfect in my postseason picks.
He did that once.
And I do have the worst record. So
you went perfect in a postseason?
Yeah, every game picked it.
He did.
Start to finish.
Tampa Bay Super Bowl season?
I don't know when it was, but he did go.
I lived off that for a while. Then I moved on to live off this for a while.
Meanwhile, the rest of us lost like one or two.
No, that is not
true. But we weren't perfect.
Right.
He was perfect.
I am Mr. Perfect.
New Orleans at Philadelphia. New Orleans at Philadelphia.
Philadelphia by 2.5.
I will take Philadelphia to win at home. I just think Drew Brees, that offense on the road, it's going to be cold. It's going to be crappy. And, by the way, the quarterback on the other side is pretty good, too, with Nick Foles. If he continues to not throw picks, that's a recipe to win. They have a playmaker in Jackson, a playmaker in McCoy. I think playmakers win in the postseason. The one cool thing about this, I don't know if you saw this, Fred. I'm sure Paul saw it. But did you know they both from the same high school, Nick Foles and Drew Brees?
Westlake High School
in Texas.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I did read that. Like, I think I read it from you.
Like a person like me gets excited. Oh, you know, Arthur Lynch is in some bowl. Their quarterbacks are playing in the NFL postseason.
They probably have 12 other quarterbacks
that
just were like major Division I stars.
That's true.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. This is a tough game, even though I agree with your point about New Orleans going outside on the road. I really kind of want to pick the Saints to win this game, but
it's tough.
My head is telling me to go with Philly. But I'll do it. Yeah, I'll pick Philly.
Fine. Paul doesn't have an eraser over there.
No, I know he doesn't.
And you know I don't like to cross out.
No, he doesn't.
You guys call my integrity into question when I do that, and I don't like it.
I'll take the Eagles to win. I don't really like it, though.
I am going
to
take
New
Orleans.
It pains him to do so.
It does. Because I think I'm going to be wrong.
This is another one of those I think they're the better team. They do not play better on the road, and that's a major concern. This is the one I feel the worst about.
Yeah.
But I just think they're so much better than Philadelphia. And at some point, they have to play reasonably well away from the Dome.
I'm going
to
take New Orleans for coaching reasons. Peyton's been there before, and Chip Reed, this will be his first NFL playoff game.
Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly.
Is that a mistake or something intentional?
Andy Reid.
Chip Reed.
I had Andy Reid in my mind. Kelly. In Philadelphia and all that whole thing. But Andy Reid is not the coach. Chip Kelly is.
Andy Reid's coaching the previous game.
Chip Kelly's first NFL game and playoff game. So I think Peyton gets the edge in coaching. And
Manning.
You know. All right, so I'll go with New Orleans.
It's like Adam Sandler when he was spelling. A, are you going to the mall after? No, I didn't say R.
San Diego at Cincinnati.
Cincinnati by 7.
As much as I poo-poo Andy Dalton and poo-poo Marvin Lewis, and they scare me based on their history and their track record. I think for the Chargers to go on the road in the playoffs, they're a borderline playoff team that snuck in, almost lost to some backups, didn't get in. I'm just going to go with the home Bengals, the Cats.
You laying the points?
The Cats roar, yes.
What's the number again, Paul?
7.
Ooh. I will give...
I got to make a call, so I got to go, but I'm going to take Cincinnati, and I'm going to take San Francisco.
You laying the points at Cincinnati?
I'm going to give San Diego credit for playing tough on the road because that's what they do. They have done all year. So I will give them the points, Paul, but I will take the Bengals to win the game.
Yeah, I thought long and hard about doing the same thing. I was thinking about taking the points with this. I don't like laying 7 in a playoff game, especially to a team that's, never won a playoff game. But I think, again, Cincinnati's better. They're just flat out better. I worry a little bit about the Chargers' offense, which I think is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it can get going. But I think the Bengals will force a turnover or two, maybe even turn them into points. And that's the difference. I think they end up winning the game by two scores, and then the Bengals will come to Foxborough.
Yes.
Fred Kirsch has also taken the Bengals, as you may have heard, before
yes.
he left.
He ran out to make a call.
Final game of
Another
the weekend,
thing,
Andy
he could
Hart.
Be a drug dealer.
No. Final game. Yeah, he told us. So he goes to me, he goes, I'm going to be a little late for the show. What do you got? He goes, I have some things I need to take care of.
Breaking Bad?
And I go, are you a drug dealer? That's the way they talk in Everett.
Now he's running out to take calls, and you know he's always been a little, doesn't tell us when he's coming, going.
By the way, Kevin, you missed potentially the last San Diego Chargers pick of the year. It's too late now, but we've already done it. Could potentially be the last
one.
The
time
of the
has
year.
Passed.
Yeah.
Play it anyway.
It's good.
Final game of the weekend.
No, it's
plus you got to listen to Rook cuz technically we're in his show now.
Final game of the weekend.
Yes. Paul is getting mad.
To be played in what Andy thinks is a barbaric conditions.
Criminal. Oh no, I said criminal for
San Francisco at Green Bay. San Francisco a road favorite, the only one of the week by 3.
There better not be any chauvinistic idiots trying to go with no sleeves in that game either.
They
just
will
put
be.
Some sleeves
there
on.
There always are.
It's
and there'll
stupid.
Be a fat guy in the crowd
it's
taking
stupid.
His shirt off. He could die. His nipples could fall off. Something bad will happen. I am going to go with Green Bay because they're at home and it's going to be minus 51 degrees.
I'm uncomfortably cold sitting here in this radio studio right now. Can you imagine what it would be like at minus 50 whatever in Lambeau Field?
When it's, I don't know, 100 degrees colder?
Yeah.
Well, think of that.
San Francisco.
Yeah. It's going to be 100 degrees colder. No, I'm taking Green Bay.
Green Bay.
I'm sorry, I can't take Colin Kaepernick, who I don't really like anyway, to go on the road in Green Bay when it's minus 51 degrees
yeah.
wind chill. I'm sorry, Colin. You lose. You can't kiss your tattoos.
That is,
you got to cover your
the
arms.
Epitome
blah, blah, blah.
Of the home field advantage.
The fact that he has the tattoos is a big part of the problem there. But anyway.
Epitome of the home field advantage right there. Got to go with the Green Bay Packers.
Sort of.
Yeah,
I'm not sure it's an advantage to anyone.
Well,
the home field. Acknowledge how to maybe not let this ruin our day.
Yeah.
That's what I'll call it if that
I wonder,
doesn't really flow off the
tongue.
But
I'm curious as to when our game next year is going to be there. Because if that's a December game, there's a potential, you know, for some cold weather.
For you?
Yeah. Right, not for you, but I'm just I'm
see that little
curious.
Space heater right behind you?
Yeah.
It'll be right behind me then next
yeah.
year, too.
Which I saw randomly. Mike Reese had some first-year predictions or something, and one of them was that Patriots will open up with the Bears at home. And I was like, well.
It depends on if they win the Super
right,
Bowl.
Right, I mean, like, that's a really early prediction
yeah.
for no reason, seemingly.
Content.
Who did Paul take?
I am taking the Niners.
I think
the weather, I don't think, is a huge deterrent for the way San Francisco plays. And I don't think their passing game has been a big part of what they've done all year.
Is it supposed to snow there, too, as well as?
I have not seen snow.
I'm going to go with the better defense. I think the weather,
too cold to snow.
I think the weather potentially helps San Francisco. I think it could slow down Green Bay's passing attack and allow a suffocating defense to suffocate. I think the Niners are going to win this game, and
wow.
I actually think it's going to be fairly easy.
Wow.
It won't be easy. Nothing will be easy in minus 51
Nothing
degree weather.
Nothing is easy.
Nothing.
Okay. Okay. John Rook has his Texas hoodie on. Have you put your name in the ring?
only because of the impending salary. I mean, I would be glad to take.
Well, that's the only reason why you would want to be the coach.
I would be glad
to delegate.
I'd be glad to
take
1/100th of whatever they're going to offer the head coach, and
you
I could probably do it for a year, right?
No,
certainly could do it for a year. Yeah, I could. Yes, you.
What
could.
Do you mean could do it?
Delegate.
I could do it for a year. I'd delegate authority, and I'd look really good, and I'd be the best PR coach they ever had.
Oh yeah.
Because I could say all the right things.
Right
I might not do any right things.
Right
up
until the games start.
Well, then
I'd
get blowed out.
Keep me on recruiting
trip. No, I'd be great with the sideline interviews with the reporter,
yeah.
you know, chicks down there.
Of course.
There. I'd be awesome with that.
Right.
I don't
you
know
just,
if you should say
you
chicks.
You just got fired.
I don't think they like being called chicks.
What does Jenny Dell like being
What's
called
then? Sam Ponder. Hey, and you're looking good today, girl. You're out.
Okay,
you're
fired. Quick news. VIP strippers for the tweet from... somebody from EEI.
Yes.
Matthew Mulligan ordered a championship belt from Hulk Hogan, and that's why Hulk Hogan knew his name, and that's how he got
that's
in the video.
How he knew
and all
who
that.
The Patriots were.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so that's how it happened then.
Still cool. We still want. We still want. For it? You're the voice of the Patriots during Game Day Productions. Would you be excited be to see Hulk Hogan?
Patriots for life, brother.
But wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
If we had him live.
8 o'clock Saturday night. He comes out. He's got a flag. He rips the shirt off. He points up to the crowd.
Oh yeah, be awesome.
What you gonna do when Tom Brady and the Patriots roll? That perfect.
Yeah.
Go with it.
Bring it.
I like it.
I think it'd be fun.
Of course, we've ruined the surprise if it did happen. Yeah. Now we talked about it for 2 hours.
We are 4 minutes overdue here. We'll let John get on with the Patriots playbook as we.
Game Show Thursday.
Complete the last day before the bye. Game Show Thursday here. You got Buster Crabbe, as Fred would say?
He will be along in the second hour, yes, as we will preview Wild Card Weekend of the NFL.
Well, if you win the game show, do you get like a loaf of cranberry bread?
You get a loaf of cranberry bread from Miss Robin, and you can win a Patriots Football Weekly subscription.
So you get the bread.
And
at
a yearbook.
That's worth something.
Yeah. fabulous prices as far as I'm concerned. I'll take behind door number three, Monty.
All right, so stick around for John Rook and Patriots Playbook. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Peace out.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.